participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Grandfather's banana's fantastic.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Here's my left ball, dimwit. F you, white trash. Bite my left nipple, ass white.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I saw some nice young boys at the door.
No, get them out of here.
Not nice.
Please, yeah. Leave. I missed them at bowling.
Hi, boys.
Live through a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn at heart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hey, we're here.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. 211 game.
Hey.
Yeah, and all the ships at sea.
Right.
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday.
April 11th.
Right. Buzz, I totally forgot that yesterday was 4/10.
Oh, that's right.
On the calendar, it was 4/10. We should have devoted the entire day to Buzz.
Yes, of course.
Calendar-wise. Don and Mike Show, and here are your telephone numbers.
From anywhere in America.
Now, you don't know why he said that.
No, it's 4:20.
Is it 4:20?
That's the magic time of day. So 4:20, it's still coming up.
Oh, all right. Well, then,
and
my mistake.
You know, don't ask me to figure anything out today. Because I'm just floating.
Don't worry.
All right.
We'll get to that in a moment, Badger.
No problem.
877-365-3636. That is your national toll-free number. From Washington, D.C. on home station WJFK, 202-432-1067. Beautiful New York City. We're WNEW today. Your number 877-692-1027. And yes, he's not Mr. 410. He's Mr. 420.
Yeah.
There is our friend, Buzz Ging. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Amen.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How are you? How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better than you're doing. I know that.
Yeah.
You can email us anytime. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. And we're going to be playing some of those messages on the air today.
God, I love this city.
and
it loves you.
Thank you. Okay. Let me see. We got a ton of stuff. stuff today. We got Homo Joe coming in. The thought is we're going to send Homo Joe out on the street with a bullhorn.
Very good.
We're going to send him down to the village and see how many homos during the show he can bring back with him.
Very good.
To sing Kumbaya, my lord.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll end the show today with the gay men's choir.
Yes, because, we poke fun at people from all walks of life, but we should emphasize the fact that this show has always been very gay friendly.
Right? Gay friendly, yes.
So, I mean, filling this studio with gay men singing Kumbaya.
Yeah. But Joe's got to be out. We got to hear Joe out in the cab with the cell phone.
He's timid by nature.
yelling with the bullhorn. I'm right. Homo Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Join me. Come down to the station for a big sing-off. Plus, today we have a mystery guest. Plus, we have the debut of a brand new game. We've got, at some point, my cunny honey will be calling in to discuss the wives' night out that they had last night.
Very good.
I am excited. I am ecstatic. I am about to have an orgasm.
Oh,
and that
wow.
And that will not be deleted out.
Really?
Because this weekend, and I know that I am possibly, with the exception of Tim Stickney from One Life to Live.
Yes.
I'm the only guy in the world that is excited about this coming weekend.
Is there a new video game coming out?
Can you guess?
Madden 2003?
Ixnay. Can you guess, Buzz?
Either arena or European football.
NFL Europe football.
There you go.
Begins its season?
Starts this weekend, baby.
You know, one would think that, the Masters being the biggest weekend in golf, or the fact that the New York Yankees-Boston Red Sox rivalry will be taking place this weekend.
No,
that pales in comparison to your favorite sport.
Scottish Claymore's Rhine Fire.
There you go.
Barcelona Dragons, the Berlin Thunder.
They've held some of those names for a long time.
They have.
That's good.
Begins the 10th year of NFL Europe.
Wow.
And
Are the Claymores still your favorite team?
Scottish Claymores.
Yeah, there you go.
They kick ass. And I am one of the two people in America who watches NFL Europe.
Now, on the pecking order, you've got your regular NFL, then you've got your arena football. Where does NFL Europe fall? Is that in between arena football and the NFL?
NFL Europe is ahead of arena football.
That's what I thought. Okay.
But then you got your arena football.
Which, that's where Kurt Warner came from, though.
Yeah, but Kurt Warner also came from
NFL Europe.
NFL Europe.
Wow. So you might see tomorrow's stars today, Kurt Warner.
That's what they want you to believe in the ads.
The ad campaign for every minor league baseball team in America.
The ad campaign. Kurt Warner, is a one in a gazillion shot.
Right.
One dumbass who was able to be the diamond in the rough.
Right.
And now they want you to believe that when you're watching this, you're watching tomorrow's stars, when really what you're watching is yesterday's rejects.
And if you watch on TV, NFL Europe, you're also watching the breeding ground for, retarded former jock announcers, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they, you get every, linebacker that thinks he's,
It's bad in every respect. The football is bad. The camera crews are bad. Generally, for instance, if they have a game in Germany,
right,
they have a German camera crew.
Right.
And if the quarterback runs a play action,
sure,
and he pretends that he's going to hand off, the camera stays on the running back who doesn't have the football. But having said all of that, I'm excited about the fact that it's back this weekend.
Well, I'm happy for you. That's and I guess our friend Timothy Stickney would feel the same way, that he'd get jacked about it, too.
Absolutely.
That's good.
And my pick, as always, to win it all will be the Scottish Claymore.
Very good.
Write it down. My team, the Claymores. Last night we bowled.
Yeah. We did.
We bowled. But before we get to the bowling.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if we should discuss. Well, we have some of the people from bowling on the telephone.
Well, I want to talk about bowling because I'm very excited about
you
last night.
Be.
I don't want you to diminish the bowling segment of this show today.
I am here to give you your props.
I realize that I will be taking heat later on in the show for other activities, but the bowling, my God.
Last night we lost both the games.
Did we really?
Not by much.
Against Team Aggravation. They supported us.
We barely lost the second one.
They supported us 300 pins. And one guy for Team Aggravation, we played them in Queens. At one point, one guy, I think his name is Squiggy?
Slappy.
Slappy! 13 strikes in a row.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Keep in mind, that's a perfect game plus one.
Yeah, to show you the caliber of a bowler.
Slappy had a perfect game?
No, it was spread over two games.
Oh, over two games.
But it was 13 consecutive strikes.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
However, last night, the most valuable player of your Fighting Gutter Ball,
I achieved
Axl Rose.
I achieved a milestone in bowling, which not a lot of people do. I'm very excited about it.
A 200 game.
Yeah, I bowled a 211 last night, which was pretty incredible. I think six strikes in a row. Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was very proud of myself.
Amazing.
Could you guys tell that I was like, I guess after my fourth strike, I started sitting down between bowling, not really doing anything but sitting there and thinking about my next frame.
Taking it seriously.
I moved into the land of taking it seriously.
Well,
and you know what? I want to thank the Pops on Team Aggravation who gave me my first tip, and then I have to, as much as it pains me, I have to thank Mr. Warag Man.
Really? Oh, the guy with the guy with the ass wipes?
Who told me about that I wasn't following through properly, and when he showed me what to do, he didn't show me, he just told me, and when he showed me, I...
He told you?
He held my hand.
Last night...
He gave me his card, too, to plug his business. That won't be happening.
Last night we had, of course, the usual gang of people who showed up whenever we go bowling in New York, but we also had a bunch of new people last night. One of the new people, it might have been the guy who invented the wiping thing.
That's Warag Man that helped me out. That's the guy I was talking about.
Somebody brought me, and I was not able to eat any of them, but pastry.
I think that was him. Yeah, he brought cannolis, right?
From John Gotti's favorite bakery.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I never saw
him. You know what? They were very tempting, but I disposed of them because who really, when you get right down to it, even if they're the greatest pastries in the world, they come from a man who keeps toilet paper between two pillows.
That's right.
It was a calculated risk at best.
I also want to say hi to Chucky E and his buddy. Chucky E is from Engine Company 229, Ladder Company 146 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and they're good folks down there. Apparently, the guys down at Engine Company 229, Ladder Company 146, listen to the show right now. Every day they listen, so I want to say hi to those guys.
We're going
to
go eat with them, right?
Yeah. I hope he's got to, I guess, run it by the proper channels, with the superior officers, but hopefully we're going to be breaking bread with the guys down at the firehouse in Brooklyn. Looking forward to it.
Joining us now from Team Aggravation, here is Paul. Hey, Paulie.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Paulie, how you doing?
Good.
Well, once again, you guys, you beat us, but you got to admit.
Yep.
You gave us a run.
We're getting better than we were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I have to say one thing, and it's not exactly the best thing in the world to say, but you remember the woman that was there last night?
Your fiance?
No, the one that was sitting behind us.
Oh, you mean the big, gigantic, fat woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to know that must be like the reserved booth for those kind of people, because in the league after us, there was somebody bigger in that booth.
Wow. Oh!
There was a woman. Now, listen.
She was wonderful.
Bless her heart. She was a giant fan of the show.
She was great.
But this woman... Seriously, was like 400 pounds.
Yeah. Big woman. She's having the operation, right?
She told me on the way out that she's having the Carney Wilson operation.
Very
soon.
Cool. She's totally aware of herself, and she was heckling.
Yeah.
Helpful
heckling.
She was the one who kept yelling, use your ass, use more ass, use less ass.
And at one point, Paulie said to me, she has been here since 6 freaking o'clock tonight waiting for you guys.
Wow.
Driving you guys crazy. She was driving you nuts, right, Paul?
Well, she was mostly driving Pops nuts. I think she had a thing for him.
Yeah.
And Pops, once again, the dad of the group.
Yeah, Pops. You got a good bond going with Pops.
He's the man.
Yeah.
Well, he loves you guys.
He's the man, and I don't know how I'm going to break the news to my wife, but I committed to Pops.
Yes.
That in 2 weeks, Pops and I would go out and I would get my second tattoo with him.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
And I wasn't drunk last night.
And he wants you to get a real one.
Sober as a judge. I'm not getting...
He was commenting on your Batman tattoo really not being a real tattoo.
He said it was a fag tattoo.
Because it doesn't have all the intricate work that he has.
I ain't getting like a dragon coming out of a rose.
Well, what are you... You must have given it some thought. What are you thinking about? Are you going to stay with the black motif? Is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to get some colors in
there? I'm thinking about... Well, I don't want to say what I'm thinking about.
When you did that, I think I speak for a lot of people. You kind of broke the ice.
Yeah, you did.
You really did. I mean, I think when you did it, we've been working together so long, I was sitting there going, man, it is kind of cool. It is kind of cool to get a tattoo.
I really wish there was a camera last night, because there was one classic moment of you two comparing your ink that was just the greatest.
Yeah, absolutely.
You both had your shirts
on. And this guy Pops, you got to know. Now, Paulie, that's your dad, right?
Yeah, that's my father.
All right, so you got to know that this guy...
This guy.
Even though he's his guy, he's a sweet, wonderful guy. He looks like
he could kill you.
Yeah, yeah. He reminds me of in a lot of ways, Polly. Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos.
Like I said, family holidays are very interesting.
I bet they are.
At one point, he was telling us. Pops was telling us about when in his business. If someone owes him money, if someone is late paying for the business, that he puts on his collection clothes.
His collection clothes are
a velour running suit.
There you go.
And
he wants to go halfway. He'll wear his very nice business suit with running shoes
to let people know if they're going to skip out on the bill.
He'll chase them
that
down.
He'll still chase them down.
A good guy though, Pops. Well, yeah.
Paulie, great bowling against you guys last night. Great turnout last night in Queens.
Yeah, you guys were great, and I made that promise. I'm going to get my first tattoo if you come down and go with him.
All right, wow. You're on, Paulie.
All right,
2 weeks from 2 weeks from now.
All right,
Thanks, yeah, thanks, guys. My friend.
All right, bye bye.
There's Paulie from Team Aggravation.
Yeah. Cool, very cool.
Also, did we ever determine what business Pops was in that collection would be so important?
I don't think we need to go there, Rob.
I believe he's in waste management.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, D.
Everybody assumes you're mobbed up.
There is no mafia.
Hey, D?
Yes, guys.
Oh, now here she is also from Team Aggravation, the lovely D.
How you doing?
How are you?
Hi, D.
I'm fine. Listen, Mike, you were great last night.
Yeah, baby.
You jumped 100 pins.
Yeah, I did. I bowled 111.
111 to 211.
111 in the first game, and, and that, D, you motivated me when you said that 111, that score is called being in the S house, and that real bowlers will take that 111 and they will turn it into, they'll draw a little outhouse on it because it's such a bad score. You motivated me, and then my all-time high.
I tell you, I told you. I said, you were so excited. Your nipples were hard. They were coming through your shirt.
They were. I was absolutely. Well, and now we know where you were looking.
She noticed.
Yeah, but I was excited.
Now, D, you made a point of telling us that we were simply the warm-up, that you guys had a real league game where you were playing for first place. After you got done playing us, how did Team Aggravation do in that match?
Well, I don't bowl with Team Aggravation in the league. Actually, my team is a little higher up in the standings than Team Aggravation.
Oh, really? Well, I can tell by the way you bowl.
Yeah.
But
my God.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on top. We ended up in second place.
Yeah. You really are. I hope you know how good a bowler you are, because we did that one thing down at Chelsea Piers where we had the pro lady.
Against real professionals.
And you're in that league. You're in that ballpark. You should, you should investigate that.
Amazing.
I do it for the sport. I enjoy it. I'm not a cutthroat bowler. I like the competition.
Oh, no, you're a cutthroat bowler.
That's right. You're evil. You're evil, lady.
I just give the evil eye.
Well, listen, D, great seeing you. And see you when I get my next tattoo in 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
All right, bye, honey.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
So no thought whatsoever as to what you may be maiming yourself.
I got to run it by the boss, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I think really... based on the last tattoo.
Yeah.
Didn't your son get something that it was a character that said family or something?
I think that's where I'm going to go.
Very nice. And your wife had done this, nice thing with your anniversary on her ass. And,
right.
Batman, you ought to move into the ranks of something sensitive and meaningful.
Well, I'm not, no offense to my wife, who I love more than anybody.
Right.
I'm not having my wife's name tattooed.
Frida with a heart?
No.
With the little ribbon?
I don't think so. It's not me.
How about Big Frida?
It's Big Frida.
Have you thought about putting like a big eagle on your chest?
That'd be nice. What I'm going to do maybe is get one on my ankle. I'm thinking about getting one on my ankle.
That is gay.
That is a gay location
for a tattoo.
That is the spot. How many tattoos do you have?
That's a gay. I wouldn't get one on my ankle.
Okay.
Why don't you get like a little flower down by your crotch, too? No, not that you're really thinking about it. Get it on right here. Get another one. Get a whole sleeve.
No. I get them where I want them. And don't you bust my balls till you get one. Till you have the balls to get one.
Oh, I don't know. What do I have to put on me right now? I mean, what should I put, a question mark?
Hello? Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I was at the bowling alley last night sitting behind you. And I weigh 400 pounds, sweetheart.
We
said that on the blog.
We're kidding, honey.
I'm large, and I admit to being large, but not that big, sweetie.
We love you. You know that.
I love you, too.
All right, then let me really see if I can really guess your weight. Seriously, if I'm a carnival barker, mm-hmm. I guess...
340.
I'm going to guess 135.
Mike, come on. Seriously.
I only wish 325.
325. All right.
In a quarter.
And you're getting the surgery to close your tummy?
Yes, I am.
Good luck with that.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful.
Richard Simmons doesn't do squat for me.
Right. Well, deal a meal. You know, I think we all know that doesn't work.
I end up playing solitaire with my deal a meal card.
That's funny.
You are a great help to our team.
She has a tattoo, too, you know. I saw it last night.
Where is it?
When she leaned over. It's above her left breast. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
Ah, and it's a rose, right?
Yes, it is.
Ah. I got a pretty good memory.
My little Paxil rose.
Hey, baby.
All right, thank you. Hey, June, thank you. Call and let us know how your surgery goes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Use your ass. That's what she's screaming last night. Use your ass. Man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi.
How you doing, stepdad, you bastard?
Oh, Joe!
Hey,
oh,
hi,
now.
Don, you're
Joe!
In the...
Joe! Oh,
here's
now.
The dynamic we
now.
Should discuss.
Yes. Now.
Does this kid go to school? Dog?
I had the best time last year. Joe, how old are you?
I'm 19.
All right, Joe's 19.
I'll be damned.
And he's the guy... Joe's the guy who comes to a lot of our appearances, a lot of our bowling things where he can't get in.
This is very disturbing.
Because he has to be at least 21.
Right.
Well, no, I could have gotten in there without my mom. I just bring her because she's a fan.
Well, no, you brought your mom one time to get you in, one time, didn't you? Because you had to be 21 or you had to have a parent or something like that?
Actually, Chelsea Piers, I think they said after 9 and it was before 7. I mean, you know, it was, you guys bowled around 7, so I could have been in there.
But the truth of the matter is that mom is a fan and she enjoys it. Perhaps even more than you do.
So she's a fan now.
So
especially of Dawn.
I love effing with this guy Joe.
Yeah.
That I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, I said his mom is a real MILF, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I had my picture taken with Joe and with his mom,
right?
And last night she said to me, she said, you know, it really, she said, I was very flattered that you called me a MILF. How old is your mom, Joe?
She's 44.
Yeah. Said, I'm flattered you called my mom a MILF, but it bothers me.
Yeah.
So at one point, right in front of Joe, I grabbed his mom. I gave her a real kiss. Right in front of Joe. And I now he set it up with her in advance. I said, you know, the fact that I called you a MILF is driving Joe crazy. I said, how about we make out in front of him?
Oh! I wish I'd seen this. Missed this.
It was a brief kiss.
Yes.
It wasn't a lengthy make out session, but I would just make sure he was right there. I said, hey, Joe, here I am with your mom, who is about a foot shorter than me.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, watch this. And I leaned in and I kissed his mom.
Ah.
And immediately I could tell this kid, his eyes are burning.
Your mom dug it, right?
Yeah, of course. Couldn't help hearing about it the rest of the night. But, you know, the one thing that sucked when I gave her a hug goodnight when I dropped her off at home.
Yeah.
It was like hugging Don Geronimo because that's what she smelled like.
Ah. Wow. That had to make you feel good.
Let me just say, we've gone out and we've done a lot of appearances.
It was a hell of a night in Queens, I'll tell you that right now.
That is the best goof that I have ever performed in my life. Your mom is a MILF.
No, I know you. I know you're screwing with me. That's fine.
But it's just fun.
I know.
To F with you because you're so upset by it.
I wasn't upset. It's just how do you react to something like that?
I think that the guy, the firefighter, Chucky E., and I think that's, there were two guys there, but they were saying, you know, do you mind if we hang out? And what people have to understand is that's the whole reason that we do this,
right.
Is to have this wonderful interaction. I didn't know that Don would go the extra mile, though, to have interaction with people.
I think I told Rob or Lisa or Buzz or somebody, I said, watch what's coming up next.
Watch
his reaction.
Sure, it was great.
When I kiss his mom.
Man, what a night. There's something, you know, that's the first place we ever bowled, and there's something very magical about that location.
Let me say seriously to you, Joe.
Yes. Yes,
tell your mommy I said hello.
She's listening right now. Why don't you say hello yourself? And one other thing, can you at least tell me her name?
Your mommy's name?
What's her name, Don?
Mill.
Lover.
Oh.
Sweetie.
Oh, okay.
Honey.
I'm getting you in 2 weeks, man.
You're going
he's a nasty kid. Don't underestimate him.
I really don't know what your mom's name is.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Ask me, Joe.
Buzz, hey, I give Buzz credit first time after Chelsea Pierce. He remembered it.
What's her name?
Joy.
Joy.
Joy and her son,
Joy. Give him the bell.
Joie de vie.
Joy. All right, well, oh, that's an easy one to remember.
Because
she brought me such great joy.
Absolutely. She fills the room with great joy.
Yeah.
All right, bye, Joe.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hey, Don, one more thing.
Yeah.
You want a number? She asked me to give you a number. She's scared to call the show.
yeah. Just give her the request line. Let her call in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tell her not to be afraid.
All right, and good day to you, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Good day to you, sir.
Take care, son.
Bye.
Goodbye.
And speaking of uncomfortable, I promised I'd say hello to 10-year-old Elizabeth, whose father brought her out to bowling last night, and she had many questions about the show, and she chose me to be the person to answer them.
I don't
want to
tell you how disturbing that was.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
You know, Buzz, you know. Just sitting and watching Buzz.
Buzz topped me, because I did this goof with the guy's
Joy.
Mom, right, with Joy.
Joy.
And as soon as I pull this and I see everybody cracking up because this kid's going nuts, and his mom's in on the joke, and she's like,
right.
Oh, this is driving him crazy. Thank you for giving me a kiss.
Right.
Buzz has a 10-year-old girl sitting next to him, and he turns to me and he says, do you think she's too young?
was that all about,
Very
Buzz?
Cute.
What were you doing?
Her dad brought her out to bowling, and I guess he sent her, perhaps, or I think he sent her, or she came up on her own to ask me many questions about the show. She wanted to know who
the
person was.
Well, the number one question should be, Daddy shouldn't let her listen. That should be the number one, you know.
And
turn the volume down. As a father of two daughters.
She can't listen. She's in school today, so her dad was going to tape this hello for her.
Okay. Well, she's a cute kid.
Yes,
Very
she was.
Cute kid.
Yeah.
Hello from your friend, Buzz.
Mr. Buzz.
Hi, Elizabeth.
your new
Is that
boyfriend.
Her name, too?
Elizabeth.
Oh, God.
Your new boyfriend.
Yeah. That's my daughter's name.
Hello.
All right, let's move on.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you guys? And listen, it was a pleasure last night watching Mike. Bold.
It's Walrag Man.
Yes, he was in a zone, actually. You know?
I was in a zone, and you helped me with that, my friend.
I did very little. It was all you, but you were like...
Right back at you.
It was an A game, like Tiger having his A game.
That's right.
I was like a proud dad watching you. Well, it was a beautiful thing. One other thing also, for a second, Don, you said a brief kiss?
Yes.
I had a stopwatch. It was 4 minutes.
My ass, it was 4 minutes.
I turned to the side and I saw you with a lip lock.
It was 4 minutes.
Water out.
It was 4 minutes, and your waist size is 32.
It takes one to know one, okay?
No, I'll get in a waist contest with you any day, my friend.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And he wears his pants so low down on his hips.
He wears his pants like Fred Murray. You know when Fred Mertz on Lucy would wear his pants way
above the belly button.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
By his man teats.
And I'd like to send a special hello out to the sign guy last night. Hi, friend.
Oh, no.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Mike, you're a funny guy.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo, you are a corny MF-er. I don't know why Mike has you as a partner. I mean, you can't do interpretations.
Why do you do that?
I can't do interpretations.
And plus, you're a fat, balding...
and Mike is thin and much more handsome than I am.
Look at my six-pack abs.
No, Mike is fat, too, but Don, you're just corny, man.
Is this Tim Sabian?
No, it's not Tim Sabian. Man, I'm the gutter man from New York, and you are really pissing me off because you are so corny, Don.
Mike,
you're a funny MF-er.
Wow. You know, this is a guy that obviously is listening for a short period of time.
No.
You cannot divide and conquer us, sir. You know that, don't you? We are joined. We are joined at the right festival.
We're conjoined.
It's been that way forever. You say something bad about my brother here, you say something bad about me.
And
do you understand? Do you understand that?
Well, look, Mike.
You don't befriend me. You don't do anything for me when you do that. You hurt me.
Well, loosen up your thong. I'm talking about Don Geronimo, okay? He's a corny bastard.
That's right.
I mean, get him off the air. Go and take care of your kid, your wife.
Corny bastard.
Because I don't do what is it?
He doesn't do good interpretations.
No, because your throat sounds like it's full of snot.
My what?
Your throat sounds like it's full of snot. You got the nasty...
I got pollen, you stupid ass.
Well, then do something about that. Get down off the air. You know, put somebody who got a...
Why the hostilities?
Why don't you do something about it?
Didn't even say hi to Buzz, you bastard.
I did say hello to him when I said it was 4:10, when in fact it was 4:20.
Okay. clear the snot out. You sound like you've been eating chitlins.
Now, you have called before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, yes you have.
Dutter Man. Yes.
You've called before. You've identified yourself before.
Oh, you remember me, the Dutter Man?
Sure, of course. Now, why lie? Why lie and why the anger and bitterness?
But no, because I forgot that I called, actually.
Yeah.
I forgot I called, actually.
Maybe he's just doing an interpretation.
Don, you don't do it. You don't do good interpretation.
No, because you're a fat bastard. Because
you're a fat bastard.
Don't forget Corny.
You're corny. Don Geronimo, you're a corny bastard.
Why can't you love us all, sir?
Well, I like Mike.
Well, I like Mike. I like Buzz.
And Rob Spiewak, you're a pissy prick.
And Rob Spiewak, you're a pissy prick.
But Don Geronimo.
But Don Geronimo.
No.
Oh my God.
All or none.
You a corny bastard.
Oh, Lisa's hot, but
her twat smell like garbage.
I like that funky stuff.
I love that funky stuff.
I like that sweet, nasty, funky stuff.
What are you...
And there he goes.
Like the wind.
Not allowed to listen.
Dad, did you leave that out?
Oh, really?
I guess the comment about Lisa.
It was a compliment.
I was just doing my interpretation of him. Don Geronimo, you corny bastard.
Interpretation.
Corny. You corny bastard.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Catskills walks from a fantastic interpretationist.
You corny bastard.
Here we go.
But I like you, Mike.
Oh,
and
of course.
I like you, Buzz. Right. But Rob?
Yes?
Rob, you are...
A pissy prick.
You're a pissy prick. And Lisa... Your privacy smells like...
What is garbage.
Like garbage.
But right. He likes that.
But I like that. I like the funky stuff.
The sweet funky stuff.
But
yeah.
But Don Geronimo, you're a corny bastard.
Corny bastard.
You're a corny bastard.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you've heard someone use the word corny?
Corny.
Your interpretations.
Corny bastard.
your interpretations.
What's with your interpretations?
I don't know. I'm doing the best I can.
Well, you're doing fine.
Okay, so we get done with the bowling last night. We had a great time.
Yes.
It goes without saying.
Right.
We meet a lot of nice people. We hang around afterwards. We're partying with people. But because the night started so early at 7 o'clock, frankly, we were out of the place like by 9:40.
Yes, we were.
And I was
delighted to see that, incidentally. I was delighted to see that, you know, when you look at your watch and you think maybe it's like 10:45 and you see that it's 9:40, it's just like, it was exciting for me because it's the night is young.
And I was home by 10 o'clock.
Were you?
And, you know what? Before we get into your night,
yes.
I'd like to mention another dynamic.
Right.
On the way to bowling.
Yes.
When... It's no secret that there was a little tension yesterday on the show, just a general tension.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, Rob, Mike,
right.
Me, Buzz.
It was we were all kind of, it was good tension, but it was tension nonetheless.
Everybody's busting everybody's balls.
Right.
Well, last night, we get in the car, and we turn on the oldie station, and the song is Uptown Girl
right.
by Billy Joel.
Sure.
And Mike starts singing,
Cell Phone Girl,
because Lisa,
she's been living in a cell phone world.
Hold on, let's get the song on, because for whatever reason, it bothers Mike that Lisa is constantly either on her pager.
Oh, absolutely.
Or on her cell phone.
It legitimately bothers me.
So, we get in the car last night, the guy goes, hey, wrong cut, Robbie. Wrong cut.
You're on the wrong number on the box then.
Well, it's the box's fault, huh?
It is. Well, wouldn't you say that would be cut three?
Yes, I would.
See?
He's right. The box is wrong.
You're such a pissy...
I'm a pissy prick.
And Don Geronimo, you a corny bastard.
Ryan,
but Mike, you're a funny man. I like you, Mike. I like you, Buzz.
Spike from YSP told me that actually people of color, black people, actually use the term corny quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Corny. How would he know? He's the whitest kid in the world.
Spike knows a lot.
Spike.
Right, see?
Trivia FM. Everybody. Hey, your pussy smells like garbage.
Cell phone girl. She's been living in a cell phone world. She's communicating cell phone girl.
He's doing this.
That's funny.
Yes, it is.
It was.
Come on, keep it going, Mike.
Cell phone girl. She's been living
living in a cell phone world.
Do you remember your lyrics?
Addicted to communication, she's making phone calls all the night and day.
It's gotta be something.
And when she's out, she's got a pager and a cell phone.
There was another lyric about...
Were we doing other songs?
Yeah, this was the main one because you had like, well, when she's out with friends, no matter what the deal is, she's always on the phone.
There was a marvelous, like, freestyle record you did.
The cell phone girl. She's been living in a cell phone world. Addicted to communication, cell phone girl. She can't live without her cell phone world.
Yay, yay, yay.
And when she's driving in her car, she's got her little blue pager. Communicating all the time with emails. Oh, she can't stand it. Cell phone girl.
I forgot.
There were different lyrics last night.
Lots of lyrics. I remember
I
some
I can't
of them.
Recreate it.
Some of them involved Charlie Broyhill on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Some involved talking to her mom, talking to her sisters.
I believe that she has an addiction to electronic communication.
I would disagree with that. As I told you guys last night, when we are on the road, which is when we spend all of our free time together,
right.
I miss those that I love and my friends and people at work, and I just like to call them.
Call them in your room. Not when you're with your coworkers in your room.
Don't listen.
Call them
on
your own private time. But I'm important with my cell phone, girl.
Why is this bothering you so much?
This is the same dynamic we had in the car last night. This is it, that she would argue.
Yeah, because the music was off. We were doing that. We were having a legitimate discussion about
how I know for you last night. While she was bowling.
Yes.
While she was bowling,
she got
was
a phone call
and
got booed.
Between the first and second ball.
Wendy called me and
you
said,
got
I'm
booed.
Bowling. Let me call you back. And she said, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd be bowling this early. So that was Wendy calling me. I did not make a phone call.
You got booed. Because talking on that phone is really rude.
Now, I never say anything if you have somebody to call.
You see this thing that I have here that I bring to work with me? Do you know where it was last night? It was in my apartment. It was put away. Because I knew I was going to be going out bowling with my friends.
Well, let me go get you a cookie, and then when I come back...
Oh.
It's not my fault that nobody's calling you or you have to call.
Now, you know, what it is really is, like, when you're... Say you're out with a group of people, and you're in the middle of a conversation. It's the same thing with if somebody was over at another table, and you're sitting at a table with your friends, and somebody, say, is talking to you, right? Which has happened many times with you, as people are speaking directly to you. And you'll be in the conversation, and all of a sudden the phone rings. And
I say, excuse
it's
me.
It's like, excuse me. And what it says, really, from an etiquette standpoint, is, excuse me, people I'm with, I love chatting with you. It's nice being around you, but this is much more important. This
well, the piece of plastic that I'm talking to.
Oh, cell phone girl. She's been in the cell phone world. I don't care.
Do you want me to start singing a song about you?
No. No.
Okay, yeah, because it might make you cry.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, bring it on, baby. Give me your best shot.
Same song? Same, you want Uptown Girl?
Go ahead, be as cruel as you want.
You know what? No, that is not in my nature. That's all right. I'm going to say is that the title might be...
Hold on. Sing it. Hold on, wait a minute.
Cue it over here.
Oh.
Is this
going
to be really cruel? Should I, like, brace myself?
Whoa. All right.
Here's Lisa Herndon.
Separated Lonely Drunk Man.
Oh! Oh!
Separated Lonely Drunk World.
Ouch.
Ouch.
I knew it was coming.
Ouch.
Great. Okay, she's done? All right, I'm done.
She's done.
All right, I'm done now. Everybody's done.
Hey. He's been living in a separated drunk lonely man's world.
All right, that's
not quite done.
All right, that hurt.
And, you know, I told you guys I was here at the station until 5 o'clock. Then we had to go get dinner.
Oh, that was what she said also. She said that she didn't make any personal calls at work. And then that was up for negotiation, wasn't it, last night when we were in the car?
Yeah.
What was the bet? What was the wager? What were the odds on that? What was the line on that bet?
Line. I don't know. I think there was actual money. There was talk of money that you had at least had one personal call at work.
Oh, sure. You can't control calls that come in.
That's right.
Now you ruined the song for me, now that it's separated from Only Drunk Man.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
And look at Mr. Sheepish Quiet over there. You see how quiet he gets? He gets all doughy and dove-like over there. He turns into effing Bambi when she's around. Look at you. You're like,
I don't want to get into the mix.
There you go. At least Buzz has the balls to laugh at what Lisa said.
Oh, right? I laugh. Didn't hear me laugh?
He gets jokes.
I get jokes.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Is it time to go home yet?
Almost.
Oh. Well, you know what that was? You went all the way with that, and I respect you as a performer. Going for Separated Lonely Drunken Man. That, here, let me shake your hand in friendship. I'm serious. That's terrific. You should be proud of yourself.
You really
tried to cut my knees out. Here I am making a silly little joke about your cell phone, and you go
silly
to
silly little
you,
joke.
You go right to the most painful part of my life. That's very equitable. It's okay.
Fine. Maybe I just got to the root of your joking.
Yeah, I that's all it is. Because I'm separated, drunk, and lonely.
Yeah, and I'm addicted to my cell phone. Like, what?
I think you got a problem with it.
I was calling my sister.
I think you could be in a 12-step plastic program.
The first phone call I made was to my mom. She was in a meeting, so I left her a message. Then I called Dee Dee's house, and I talked to Teddy, my brother-in-law, to Dee Dee. I talked
how many?
To the baby. I talked to Jake. I talked to Kathy. I talked to Kathy's boyfriend. I miss my
cell phone.
That's all.
Cell phone girl.
Feel connected to home.
Oh, I know. I understand.
Oh, it's a great dynamic to be around. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
They just said, I told the people of Philadelphia that they were getting the show at a good time because you'd be getting Mike. You're getting prime Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is all a byproduct of primetime Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we had a good time last night.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Did.
Didn't we have a good time?
Absolutely. Yes,
we did because we love.
We had a good time when we were together.
I did. It was a good time. I always have a good time.
And we, everybody out in Queens, that's where we started bowling,
right.
And it's good to go back out there.
And then, we got a break, but... we got to talk about Mike's night afterwards.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Because when I talked to Mike's minder, Johnny, our New York producer,
right?
When I came into the station today, John looked a little banged up.
I guess John did what he did the last time we went out in New York, where he got on the train and slept through his stop.
Oh, no. I asked him, I said, what time did you get home? And he said, quarter till five.
Right.
Ouch.
A.M.
Minder Stout actually used his I'm coming in late to work today pass.
That's the second time that's happened also.
Yeah, well, the last time he didn't make it at all, as you recall.
Oh, maybe, that's correct.
Yeah. Maybe he'll actually make it in.
Sorry, boys. Matt's here? Good.
You're the enabler, Mike.
Wonderful. Yeah, well,
they're supposed to be your minders, yet they can't handle it as well as you can.
It's tough for people to hang with me.
It's tough to keep up with you.
It is. It is true. Indeed. I mean, men have tried and men have failed.
Trail
I don't know
mine.
What's so hard about it.
So all I know is...
All you have to do is put your hand up in the air and say, another one, please.
I said to John, so what time did you get home? John said, quarter till five.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what time did Mike get home? He said, I don't know. I fell asleep on my train. I missed my train stop.
Yeah, and it's one of the evenings that I have where it's kind of difficult to give you really like a specific, you know, as far as what time it was, because I'm really not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess anywhere between 2
right.
and... time we went on the air.
But the newspapers weren't out at your...
No, the newspapers, I think I got in about quarter of three.
I thought you had it pinned down to about
2:45.
2:45.
2:45, I think, is... or 3. Maybe 3:15. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it was 4. I don't know, yeah. Okay? I wasn't checking the clock.
It's all right.
What was I watching on TV?
You know who Lisa's on the phone with right now?
Who's that?
Her mom.
Is she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're on the phone with your mom, aren't you? During work. She called you.
She called.
What would be the average number of cell phone calls a person takes and makes a day?
The average person, maybe 4, 5, 6.
1 million calls! Every day she makes 1 million calls!
You know what's great? Ask her how many minutes she has on her monthly plan.
How many minutes?
I think it's like 7,000.
It's really?
The highest that's offered anywhere.
Wow. How many minutes, Lisa? How many minutes do you have on your monthly plan? All right, she's going to type the response on the instant message. 7,500 minutes on her monthly plan.
Cool. I didn't know they offered that many minutes. They invented that for her.
I think you may have identified a problem, Mike. I know you were kidding with the singer.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think it's a, it might be an issue.
You need it when you're CPG.
And now, wait a minute. We should point out.
Cell phone girl.
This is not just cell phone girl. This is IM.
Yeah.
Instant messaging. Regular email. Then that little email pager that she keeps with her.
Yeah.
That she uses constantly. When we went to see Timothy Stickney in the movie Othello, right?
In the play.
She was, she was using the pager during the play, right?
No.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, what, you don't want him to say that?
Why, because you think you'd offend Timothy?
I love the show. But the reason I use the pager maybe is because I don't want to have all of my conversations in front of you.
Ah.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me.
Maybe, you know, there's some private secret stuff.
Yeah, so maybe that's what we do in our private hotel room. Instead of our public car.
No,
in our public theater.
You too.
Now stop, boys. Stop it. I'm done.
What do you mean stop it? We're
not
doing it.
It's not fair. It's not fair to fight with a girl.
Oh, she's just folding her arms and looking at you.
You know, I kid because I love. You know that, don't you? It's just, it does, but I mean, it does legitimately get into my skin.
You know what? It didn't bother anybody, and nobody noticed until you started bringing this up every time we're together. If I even have my hands on pager.
Did you see it last night when you were, you had both your pager and your cell phone, and you had your hands on them?
Yes, because
you were kidding, though.
They were clipped to my purse, and my purse was on my lap.
Right.
Now, I thought it was funny when she rubbed them both on her face.
You're like, ooh,
as if
my communication device.
Gratifying herself with her pager and her cell phone.
I have to feel one with my communications.
Well, you know, there is a part of it. I'll be honest with you. There's a part of it that is, I'm jealous. Because I just don't have that many people to talk to.
I understand. And this is why I don't get very upset when you teach.
But, you know, I am not a great, I've never been a fan of phone communication. You know that. I hate talking on the telephone. Somebody's cell phone just ring?
I think that's mine.
You gotta get that.
Just kidding.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we need to break.
Thanks. Thanks for the bulletin. Thanks. I wouldn't have known that. Thank you.
Take care. Bye, Lisa.
Bye now, Mike.
Lisa Herndon.
Call.
Oh, Lisa, hold on.
She hates me more than she did before.
I'll tell you something. We were having a private discussion about your boyfriend, of which I know you got one. But
okay.
I'm going to write down the name of who Mike thought it was.
This was earlier. Earlier in the day.
This was long before the drinking. This was
right.
Very early in the evening.
She knows that. She
you
knows
said
that.
That to me before, too.
Yeah, I said that to her.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Now, write down who you, because I don't even know the name, but you had a theory, too.
Okay.
You had a theory, too. Serious theory, right? I mean, this was your serious theory?
Yeah. No, Rob.
Rob's theory is wrong.
Don't write that.
Don't you get started.
Okay.
Here you go.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That is awful. How did you know?
Oh, my God.
Because I know you, honey.
Oh,
it's out.
I know you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is great.
All right.
I never even said I had a boyfriend.
It's not my fault.
Okay.
I'm not responsible.
I thought we have to break.
Yes, but now we're talking about me, so maybe
we got a break. What's up? You're gonna call 100 right now. You have some of those emails for us in a second. I know when we come back. 877-365-3636, and we do have to find out about Mike's night.
Yes.
Find out how much Mike remembers about his night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember quite a bit, except for some very significant details.
We'll call Mike's handlers in, Mike's minders in.
Good.
But now. There's a chance to win $250.
Wow.
Because the jackpot keeps going down, and it'll give you another clue to identify the celebrity burper.
Wonderful.
877-365-3636. Call 100. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
You booger nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the f*** are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, Dad!
Yes! No more!
Hello?
No! Not tonight! This son of bitch all night! He
Sick. He kidnapped me.
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Нет.
He beat me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You tried to call. I was just returning a call during the commercial, so I didn't. What did you want?
I called you because they told me you called me.
Yeah, I called you. I was on my way home from the thing at Bart's school where I'm busy being mom all week, and I was just calling to ask you about how you enjoyed making out with listeners while I was down here being the mom.
Honey, listen, Sharon, please.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, it was a goof.
Okay, well, I'm sure you enjoyed yourself.
I didn't make out with her.
Uh-huh.
I didn't make out with her.
All right, well, I'm just glad that you're happy and busy. And, when you can go away every week and be a bachelor,
Oh, come on, honey.
All right.
She's there with her kid, with her son. With her son who's almost 20 years old.
And that makes a difference because...
It was a joke.
Well, it's funny. I'll do some joking around tonight myself.
How did it go last night with the wives?
It was very pleasant, and we talked about our husband, and there was very little making out with people we didn't know.
Oh, that's good.
It wasn't for lack of trying, though, right?
Well, I'm going to have to readjust my ambitions when I'm out. We were just out to chat.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Sharon.
All right, sweetie. Well, I got to go because I'm about to drive into a bad cell right now.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Love you.
Wow. You know what's bad when I feel guilty about that call?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not married to her, but she actually could affect... I think all of us reacted the same way.
Yeah.
We all the guys in the room right now, we all reacted the same way. Like,
it was a goof!
Right. That's all.
It was a goof!
Right.
I mean, I don't know how... I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
It was a goof. I mean, it was a goof.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
That's all you were talking about, was that you were doing it to mess with the kid.
Right.
That's why you were doing that.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
In order to properly, let me handle this as delicately as possible. In order to spare feelings, and I'm not talking about your wife's feelings, I'm talking about...
That's what I'm talking about as well.
A listener's feelings. You can't explain yourself until you get home. But if you want an affidavit, I'll sign it, okay?
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
I
hope everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Hold on, let me get her back on the phone.
Good luck. She made me in a bad spell.
Yeah, hold on.
Feelings will be hurt anyway.
Yeah, but it was very innocent.
It was.
Well, if feelings are going to be hurt, let it be the kid's mom.
And hi, if I haven't answered this phone, you can try me at home at 703-7.
Yeah. All right, well.
Right.
Okay. Well, someone help me describe the woman.
Lovely personality.
She's a very nice person.
She could be in a Star Wars movie.
Oh, God. Wow.
Okay?
Enough said.
She could be in a bar in a Star Wars movie. Lisa, come here and describe her. Let me have another woman describe the woman that I kissed last night.
Celebrity she
For
most
a
resembles.
Goof.
The celebrity she most resembles.
Mm. Go ahead, describe her.
Okay, and she's a very nice lady, but she is about 3 feet tall, has like curly-ish type hair maybe.
Right.
Just not anything that you would ever look at more than once.
Oh,
Joy, you're very nice. Lovely person.
Now everyone's getting hurt.
Well, too bad. Too bad, because, my wife thinks that I'm with Barry.
I don't think that there was anything other than, really, that amounted to a practical joke.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you did that. You did that to mess with the kid. Nothing more needs to be said.
The woman looked like, who were the little guys in Star Wars that ran around?
The Jawas?
Ewoks.
The
Oh, Mike, that's what I'm thinking.
Ewoks.
She looks like an Ewok.
She was gnome-like. But very, very lovely.
But a very nice woman and a big fan of the show.
Absolutely.
A lovely elfin face.
God, I can't, you know.
You can't win.
I can't win in this.
No, you can't.
I can't win.
None of us can win.
Because either, well now, because my wife by this time has probably turned the radio off.
Johnny, you have something to contribute here?
Johnny?
I have a description of what she's like. Remember the mother on the Golden Girls when she wasn't in that makeup, when she was in, like, Stop
Estelle
My Mom
Getty.
Will Shoot?
Yeah, the youngest
Estelle
Getty.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
The Stop of My Mom Will Shoot Estelle Getty. I
think. Okay, thank you. Thank you, John. That's a good one. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's get a call, because I see on the screen, Sharon, you know, and Lisa says to me during the break, hey, Frieda wants you to call her.
Right.
So I think, I'm just calling, you know, to say hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning. And, you know, she thinks I'm out with Tony Katane or something. You know, listen, please,
no,
honey.
No bruises.
Honey.
There was a pretty girl there last night. What was her name, Buzz?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Where'd she go?
home to Queens, I think.
Home to Queens. Time for a call. Call number 100. God damn, why is there so much tension on this show?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what is your name?
My name is Bill from the Bronx.
All right, Bill, here you go. What I've got for you is the Oz DVD. DVD copy of Oz, now available on Vimeo.
Cool.
And DVD, the HBO series that started it all, Oz.
Cool.
The whole first season.
Wow.
And you get that, and that's from HBO.
Outstanding.
On DVD. Enjoy that. Now, you're going to play for $250.
I want to thank the guy who brought it down.
With the secret celebrity burp.
Now, if he doesn't get it, it's going to go down to $225.
Correct.
Right.
And your clues thus far have been entertainer.
Right.
Actor. Mm-hmm. Actress.
Right.
Handsome devil.
Mm-hmm.
Been on the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And did I say TV star?
Yes.
Yes.
TV star.
So we would need one more clue.
You need another clue?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. How about this? Show was in both black and white and in color.
A lock.
Excellent.
Okay? That's a good clue.
That's a great clue.
So here you go. For $250, please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet, and I got it.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. You'll think about it, Mike, and you'll never get it. Hold it up and let me see. Nope. That show was always in color.
And the odds are in my favor.
Remember, I told you, you won't be disappointed
when
you hear who it is.
All right, good.
Okay, for $250, who is that?
Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek. Oh, when was Jeopardy ever in black and white with that?
Well, when
Trebek?
Art Fleming was on it.
Or a movie.
I guess so. No, it's not Alex Trebek. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Oh, and, we're sorry.
No, Mike. No on both. Right. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Man, it gets tougher.
And next time it's worth $225.
Yeah, and the clue, I mean, when you think about shows that have been both black and white and color, there are tons of them.
And the clue will be easy next time. So, last night we get done.
Yes.
With the bowling.
Right.
Leave the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
Get home.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Mike, your evening just started, and I'd like to call as witnesses your minders.
Yes, we had a lovely time.
John and Matt.
Yes, we had a wonderful time.
Because as I mentioned, Johnny told me that he arrived home at 4:45.
Yeah, and I want to ask Johnny. Now, Johnny, this is the second time this has happened to you, being my mind. And incidentally, boys, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Stout and Johnny.
Yeah.
Michael Mara's minders.
Yeah.
Fine job last night, boys. We do have a wonderful time when we go out together.
Yes.
But, Johnny, I mean, I think I really, I remember getting home probably about 2:45. How did you manage to get home at 5 o'clock?
Well, I left our evening at 3.
At 3, right.
Walked to the train. The trains only come every half an hour
right
after midnight. Slept through my stop as usual.
Oh, God.
The worst part is I woke him up right. My stop's right before his stop.
Right.
I woke him up and said, "John, stay awake for 3 more minutes."
He couldn't do it. He couldn't pull it.
Get off the
I don't think I was awake through that warning. Actually.
Oh no.
So what did you?
How many beers would have been consumed last night, just conservatively?
Between the three of you.
And if you're, oh man.
And Mike, now, were you just drinking whiskey?
No, I wasn't drinking whiskey at all.
It was a beer night.
A good beer night. I feel fantastic today. I really do.
At least a case.
Maybe a 30-pack.
At least 30 beers.
Yeah, now I don't want to linger on the locations, because when we go out, it's kind of clandestine.
Oh.
You see, that adds to the fun. The fun. So I should point out there's a secretive element. But, you know, with that secretive element, we should probably give that one joint a plug. You know?
No. All right. Join us at.
What's the name of that place you went to at the end of the night? Real quick. Quickly. I want to get this over with. Quick.
Privilege.
Okay. Is it, what, just privilege?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. Wait, give them the plug. All right. Good. Here's how the evening started.
Why are you plugging them?
Huh? Well, because, it's just...
Well, now you're writing me a note, okay?
We had a wonder... I just think we... You know, when I go out with the guys, we have such a good time together. What is the name of the place where the girls danced on the bar?
Red Rock West.
Red Rock with cowboy hats.
Yeah. Right.
Right. What is the name of the place that's, like, right around the corner from the station that has the Irish bartender? What was that place?
PJ Carney's.
PJ Carney's. That's the brand new place.
Mm-hmm.
And did we go anywhere else, or was that it?
I think that was it.
And what did you guys do? Now, when you're out with Mike for 5 hours,
there's never a moment where the conversation wanes. We're constantly in this dynamic. And what the conversation is, normally, is we're talking about Jeremy Coleman.
Oh. Well, there you go.
No, we have a good time. I mean, it's just really, the conversation starts out very animated. We'll review the evening. We'll talk about the radio station. And then by the end of the evening, we're basically three guys sitting around a bar table and doing our very best to stay awake.
Just hugging each other.
Where it's just sitting there, you know, and then, Matt brought out the smokes, and it was just kind of a wobbly evening. And then, you know, we look at the watch, and we go, my God, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. We got to wind down, and then we're good for another
hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you go out, really... What do you, besides Jeremy?
Well, let's talk about the total time factor.
What the frig do you talk about?
We start at what, 10 o'clock, right? Roughly 10, 10, 20?
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 20, 11, 20, 12, 20, 1, 20, 2, 20.
Four and a half hours.
4 hours. Oh, hell. It's not that big. It's not that big a deal. What do we talk about?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time to let the cat out of the bag. We talk about our homosexuality.
No, come on, really.
No, we talk about everything. We talk about...
About Poontang.
We talk about Poon. We talk about radio. We talk about our love of Manhattan. But here's where you pissed me off last night, Matt. And I talked to you about this at breakfast, this tipping etiquette. Now, I do tip cab drivers.
And now you should also know...
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a cabbie last night.
You should know, everybody, that Mike desperately wants to be Mr. New York.
I do. I love it. And
desperately wants that title.
And there's only one man that thinks he's Mr. New York, and that's Matt Stout.
I don't think that.
He's Mr. New York, and so he deliberately embarrassed me in front of a cabbie last night. I forgot how that went down, but we were arguing about it as we're going to this one joint, and as we're getting out of the cab, Matt said, you should tip. I said, I always tip. Don't tell me that. I'm not. And we almost all walked in and were killed by a bus.
Wow.
We were almost killed by one of those, connected city buses, the real super long one. Yeah, and then we realized, the entrance to the bar is here. The bus pulls up, and we literally are walking into the center of the bus, and then we can't figure out whether to go left or right. And we're in the middle of city traffic.
Let me just say to both of you guys who think you're both Mike and Matt.
I don't think I'm Mr. New York. You're both mooks. I know.
You're humps.
I know.
You're hillbilly humps.
We'll never be plugged in.
We'll never be plugged in.
And it's obvious when we go to a bar, like, what's that first one we went to?
PJ's.
And you see the people that are, the New Yorkers, and we just walk in, and they ought to put a sign on top of us that says Mook. Mook table over in the corner. But I tell you, was that a great table?
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you want, you know what? I want to be next to the window anytime I go to any restaurant or bar in New York. Put me next to the window because I can sit there and watch people walk by the whole
guys,
time.
Guys, this is what he was. This is what was happening. To talk about conversation. It was. You know what I think we should really do at the station? That we should. Hey, look at. Whoa. Hey. Hold on.
Yeah.
But and another thing. We're easily distracted. Heads were just turning.
Those were the heads of the people walking by me.
How Patrick Bateman-ish was Mike last night?
I was a little wound up.
A little bit.
But I didn't. The only time I really got Patrick Bateman was when Matt told me about tipping. And what was the thing? What did you say to me?
The worst part was you looked at the cab fare. It was $3. He pulls out his wad of money, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, and hands it right. It was so deliberately that you handed him only $3, and
right.
I just said, Mike, come on, give him another buck.
Yeah, and then you deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter, man, and I wasn't real happy about that because I do tip. And then we got into the whole discussion this morning at breakfast about tipping, and I know I'm not always the greatest tipper, but most of the time I'm a very good tipper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes I don't know why I didn't tip the guy. It was only $3.
It was only $3.
And you just gave him $3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the front, and I saw the hand come over with the money, and it was the exact fare that was on the front. And I was like,
I'm sorry.
You had some beers.
A lot of times, if I get, like, the $2.90, you know, fare, like, if I'm really lazy, and I want to take the half a block cab ride, you know, from, like, up where our grocery store is down to.
You take a cab from the Acid Plus?
Yes, I have.
You take a cab from the AMP to our building?
Yes, I have. Two blocks.
That is the biggest mook move ever, to take a cab to everything in Manhattan.
But here, why?
But the grocery store is less than 2 blocks away.
But it was like $2.90, and I give him $5. So it's worth his time.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's worth his time. But I'm sorry about. I will always tip. What is the proper tipping procedure for cabs in New York? I do not know this.
Like a buck or two.
A buck or two?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
A buck, and if it's over $7, maybe $2.
Well, despite all that, I had a reasonably good time with you.
You round up the change and you add a dollar.
You know what I'm going to do today when I get home? I have to go to the grocery store. I'm really going to count the number of steps it takes.
I had heavy bags.
From our front door.
I had heavy bags, and it was about 5 degrees.
I'm going to count the number of steps it takes to get from our front door to the front door of the AMP.
It was cold, and I had a chest cold.
Oh.
I have excuses.
Was it at night?
Chasing. I also walked home yesterday. From the radio station. I walked the whole time. The whole distance.
You did not.
No, I didn't.
No, of course you didn't. Mike, was your cab ride at night from the A&P?
No.
Because that was
daytime.
Okay, because I was going to say, because if it was $2.90, it's $2.50 when you walk into a cab at night.
Right.
So,
okay.
That means you went 2/10 of a mile.
All right,
I don't want to play
with you guys
anymore. It's less than 5 blocks. John, it is a block and a half tops.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
A block and a half tops.
Windy. I mean, this is way back, you know, this is back in February. It was
bitter.
Windy to beat the band, and I had 2 shopping bags with me.
Jesus Christ.
And I've done. You know, up around Lincoln Square?
Yeah.
I always cab it from there.
Guys, is the main reason you go with Mike, I'll give you multiple choice, because he's a great pal to be with, a great drinker.
Yes.
A great teller of stories.
Yes.
Because he has worldly advice to give you, or is it because he pays?
All three.
All three.
That's nice. Good answer. Thank you, Johnny.
Although we really like C. But all of you.
I know they like C. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, they're right.
Membership has its privileges.
You are dismissed.
We will have, the Players Club. Absolutely. Thank you, Minders. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Daddy.
And these are the guys that we send out with Mike to make sure that Mike doesn't get out of control.
Yeah, and then Johnny sleeps through like 8 train stops.
Okay, thank you, guys.
But a good time was had by all.
As always.
No doubt about that.
You so desperately want to be plugged into that she New York.
It's not going to happen with these guys, but we sure have a good time. You know?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, they know the places. These two guys do know good places to go out and hang. They truly do. So, I mean, they know the spots, and we have a good time. But, the last time we went out, we went to that one bar, and I think we were there for, like, 8 seconds.
Yeah.
They found out how I am in a place like that where I'll walk in, I'll go, no, go.
Put your beers down. We're out.
Yeah, put your beers. We're out of here.
Put your beers down.
Now we're going. Go. You know, it's my motto. When you're out there, when you're jumping around at the bars, when it's time to go, it's time to go.
Mike O'Mara.
You run out of there.
All right, get out of here, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, Mike.
Take care, guys.
Yeah.
So long, we had a wonderful time in New York City. They're younger than I am, too. You know.
So how do you do it, man? How do you stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning to come to work?
It's genetic. It is. It's genetic. I mean, I feel, Troy, you were talking about whiskey. I'm moving away from that, incidentally, because I think that I'm able to hang a lot better and function a lot better if I move away from that, you know? So I'm gonna move on. I've gone to beer, then I'm gonna go on to maybe those little foo-foo drinks, a couple of those, and then by August I might be on non-alcoholic beer.
Not a chance.
It'll be a chocolate shake.
Not a chance.
By Christmas, just a chocolate shake, please. Thanks for coming.
Goddamn.
And you guys are all welcome anytime you're really motivated to try to hang with us. Buzz, right. I know you'd like to come
sometime. One of these days I will.
Very, one of these days. Mm-hmm. And Rob, I know once in a while the spirit strikes you.
Sure.
Don.
No effing way.
No offense.
With the way the pollen was in the city this morning,
right.
I should have drank last night because I felt hungover when I woke up.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah,
hello?
This is Bronx Bill. I'm hanging on for the celebrity burp.
Oh, no one gave you a prize? Hold on a second.
Not yet, thank you.
Jesus Christ, come on. Hey, Rami, get off the phone. Hello, Donna Mike Show. I'm kidding, I don't think she's on the phone. You're not on the phone, are you? She's on the phone. Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, she's on the real phone. Okay, she's doing work. Hello, Joe. Hi.
Hey, I think Mike should be honest, man. The reason he didn't fit that cab driver is because he's a dirty, smelly, towel-wearing Arab.
Was it a dirty, smelly, towel-wearing Arab?
I can say with good authority, I do not have a memory of that specific cab driver.
Come on.
Now, wait a minute.
Kick you in the nuts, you
Now, hear me out.
This guy again.
I had a turban-wearing individual who gave me a cab ride earlier in the day who was highly unpleasant.
Yeah, now that you're separated, I bet you're running out experimenting with gay sex, aren't you?
Were you there last night?
Hello. Hello.
Who was that?
That was Matt Stout.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Stop it, Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Bronx Billy.
Oh, again.
Have you gotten your prize yet, Bronx Bill?
No, sir.
Lisa, line number three, please. Give the guy his freaking prize. Send us an email, if you like. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. Mm-hmm. Verizon Unified Communication. Mike, are you unified?
I am, absolutely, with Johnny and Matt.
To find out more, call 1-877-572-UNIFY or go to www.verizon-uc.com.
My prize is their companionship.
Yo-ho! And we will be hearing some of your emails in just a moment here. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
I saw A Beautiful Mind last night. It kind of reminded me of you, except your wife didn't leave you in the movie.
Oh, really? Well, should I go see the movie?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'll go see it alone.
Russell Crowe is it's crazy.
Yeah,
he's a crazy genius,
you know,
though.
He takes his pills every day, and he
hallucinates, and he pictures things happening that don't really happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should go see this. And the woman in that is pretty hot, too, the one that plays his wife.
Right.
Her bitties are bonzers.
They are. But she stays with him, though.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you should also know, before you draw a comparison,
yeah,
that everything I've read says that guy was a fag, and they just left that part out of the movie.
And this is bad because...
Okay.
Just keep it in mind. No.
Right.
It's the city.
Something to think about.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
City. We do get an energy when we're here.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
I do. You do.
I do. I'm pumped. I'm pumped today. I'm ready to go out now.
Not me. 10 o'clock in bed. Andy and Mayberry.
When I got home, though, I went out like a light.
Really?
Yeah. Right to bed. I just leave.
Imagine 2:45 a.m.
Right to bed. Not even time to undress.
Did you sleep through till morning?
Huh?
Did you sleep through till morning?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Did you really sleep in your clothes?
Yeah. I took my shoes off.
Hello. Mike Show.
Socks?
No. I kept the socks on and the shoes, my sneakers. We're tied. I'll tell the truth.
So you just kick your shoes off.
No, when you get sneakers, that I tie them tight, too. And as opposed to leaning over and untie them, I'll just, like, work. The last major effort I'll make before I lose consciousness is trying desperately to peel these shoes off that are tied tightly. And so when I wake up in the morning, I've got two fully tied sneakers just sitting there at the end of the bed, and my ankles are horribly bruised.
Hello, Brian in Portland. Hello, Brian.
How's it going, buddy?
Hi there, radio station KUFO in Portland.
Yeah, love you guys.
Been Thank you.
About you. Hey, Mike, I got a problem here. You're busting on Lisa for getting all the phone calls and the pages.
Yeah,
but honestly, I think you're just jealous because you want so badly to be some attention and have...
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's a part of that that is a jealousy factor because, like, I'd love to be, like, the center of attention and getting all that communication, having all those
you're
people...
You're getting it on the show now.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. And what I'd like to...
It doesn't count. Well, you're on a national radio show.
Yeah, but, you know, what I'm talking about is, like, you know, she's all plugged in. Everybody's saying, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? But that's a two-way street. You only get that on, like, cell phones, if you give it. And I'm not, I don't have nearly the energy to
You're not a giver.
No, not. I'm a taker, Don.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
We got a break.
Yeah.
I think we have the new Mr. Skin Minute coming up.
Wonderful.
And we'll get their emails and a mystery guest and a new game. All of that coming up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Four new movies in theaters this weekend.
No nudity in any of them. But in the sweetest thing, Cameron Diaz has some great brown panty stuff. I know it's not skin, but let's face it, Cameron in her undies is better than most babes naked. It may be a slow week for skin at the movies, but not on DVD. David Lynch's Mulholland Drive hit stores this week. No one has any idea what it's about. But who cares if there's hot lesbotronic action in it? Former Miss USA Laura Herring and Naomi Watts have two steamy girl-on-girl sex scenes. My favorite happens 2 hours and 2 minutes in when they're making out topless on the couch. It's your basic four-star, top-of-the-line mammary mash. And finally, a Mr. Skin Skinclusive. Coming in October, quite possibly the greatest movie ever made, Salma Hayek will be starring in a movie called Frida about the life of Mexican painter Frida Kahlo, who also happened to be bisexual, which is way more important to me than being Mexican or a painter. Selma will be naked a ton, make out with chicks, and even get it on with a hot stripper. And while she strips, Selma even does a little digging in her own garden. Frida, coming in October, along with the rest of us. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
How great is that?
He's a salesman, Don.
The movie's called Frida.
Man, I want to go out and buy it now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. Right. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Well, I got the wrong Lenny Kravitz song here, but this is a good one, though.
Oh, great song. Yeah.
This is his first one, right?
Damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Do you remember when Lenny Kravitz had this song coming out, and he came in our studio when we were doing the Morning Zoo, and he was so friggin' high.
He was. He is the still the record holder for the highest guest. The most hungover guest was Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. This is great. He had been out all night. This is right when Dirty Dancing was really at its peak.
Absolutely.
And he had been out all night drinking.
Yeah.
And he was in the news studio in the next room, puking into a garbage can and had his head down on the desk.
What a trooper, though. He still came into the studio.
And there had to be 50 women who worked at the radio station.
Yeah, he was one of the hottest movie stars out there.
Right? All of them peeking into the window,
yeah,
trying to get a look at their hero.
And they all kind of went,
Patrick Swayze.
Look at him. But, man, when he finally came to, he was absolutely hysterical. He was wonderful. Good guest.
Yeah, and, really? The guy from Journey was stoned as well when he was in that day?
You mean Russ Valerie?
Yeah.
No, not our friend.
I didn't notice.
No.
Well, that's what Lisa just put on the screen. He was high as well.
God, he didn't seem high at all.
Well, Lenny Kravitz was definitely high.
Lenny Kravitz was just like...
And this is back when Lenny Kravitz was only known as being the son of the colored lady on the Jeffersons that was married to the white guy.
And he was... you could smell it on Lenny Kravitz big time. I mean, he was ginged up.
And remember when we caught Dick Van Patten shooting up at Donkey Basketball?
Yeah, heroin.
So sad.
Was anybody... I mean, I'm trying to think besides Patrick Swayze, is there anybody besides, you know, everybody in this room that's actually been really loaded when they've come in here?
I think one time Bob Goldthwait was high
when he came in.
I think he used to sometimes sit in the parking lot and get high before he would come on the show. And Skippy from Family Ties.
No.
Was he wasted? Someone told me... You never heard this?
That he seemed so, uptight.
Yeah. After we had abused him on the telephone so many times,
right.
He wasn't high, but he was drunk. He had a couple of drinks.
To loosen up.
Because he was so nervous when he was coming on the show.
Yeah, like somebody getting on a plane.
You forgot the greatest inebriant of all time.
Who?
The great Tiny Tim, who brought a cooler of Corona beer and drank it in our lobby.
Absolutely. Yeah. Required that before he came on the show.
Tiny Tim got drunk all the time on the show.
Oh, yes, Mr. Don.
Okay, we have the email. Ready now.
Good.
Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
All right.
It's a new way of interacting with you, our beloved listeners. And let's listen to some of the emails that have come in over the last 24 hours.
Let's do it.
Let's
roll the email message. From Boom 704. Subject. No subject.
No subject.
You guys low wish you were never born. You took away the rock and replaced it with your monkey droppings. And by the way, the only way I know of this email junk, I caught this bit just before I changed the station. So food, also set the leaking end of my stick jack off.
Okay,
all email message.
Stop it for a second.
What is that? It's, you know, it's hard to understand.
I have a copy. And, John, play it again after I read you what the email says.
It's not complimentary. I know that.
No. It says, you guys blow. Wish you were never born. You toke away the rock. He meant to write took, but
right.
I took.
Okay.
You toke away the rock. This must be from Philly.
Right.
And replace it with your monkey droppings. And by the way, the only way I know of this email junk, I caught this bit just before I changed the station.
Right.
So,
right.
F you.
Right.
So suck the leaking end of my stick. Jack-offs.
But when a wonderful compliment.
But when he wrote F-U, he didn't put a period after F and after U, so it says,
right.
So, foo.
Ah, foo.
So now that you know it, play it again.
Old email message. From Boom 704. Subject. No subject. You guys low wish you were never born. You took away the rock and replaced it with your monkey droppings. And by the way, the only way I know of this email junk, I caught this bit just before I changed the station, so food, so set the leaking end of my stick jack off. All the-
You know, it shows you, if you want to make your email understandable, you have to space it the right way, and you also have to have punctuation right.
And also look at the guy, the way he wrote is...
Yeah, because he's such an idiot.
He didn't start with paragraphs and indentation.
Right, because he's a moron.
All right, let's hear the next one, Johnny. Next one.
Old email message. From Matthew.Romero, subject. NY2WAY. I am a bit of a pet rat. It drives my partner, Jack, crazy. The final word, by Craig Wilson.
All right. Next. Here we go. Next one.
Old email message. From 2076502731. Subject. Hey, Don and Mike, you're... Hey, Don and Mike, you're only a text message away. Old email message.
Okay.
From Uncle Meat. Subject. You guys got some big balls. Listening. From a tape delay. Market really. Suck. Sass? Yes. Am I email 100? Yes. The secret burp is homo joke? Yes. C. U. N. Toledo. S. Signed, Peter Gossinaya.
Okay, now, stop it for a second.
Signed who?
Now, I'm going to explain this one to you, and this guy's closer to getting what we want. He writes, listening from a tape delay market really suck, S-U-K, and then the next word is sass. So the computer says really suck.
Sass.
Yes. Am I email 100? Yes. The secret burp is Homo Joe. Yes. See you in Toledo. Ass. Signed, Peter Gozinia. But he didn't do a good job of writing the Gozinia, so the computer gets it. Now let's hear that again, please.
What I am this other key. Now.
This is not. Incidentally, this is not why this technology was originated.
No, not at all.
But I love it. So now that you know what it's supposed to say,
the secret burp is homo joe.
And also, the subject of this is, use guys got some big balls.
Very
he wrote U-S-E, so he understands that if he writes it like that, the computer will say, use guys got some big balls. Okay, roll it.
Listening, from a tape delay, market really, suck, sass, yes, am I email 100? Yes. The secret burp is homo joe. Yes. C. U. N. Toledo. S. Signed, Peter Gossinaya. Old email message. From Jared and Holly Ford. Subject. My pussy is burning.
Oh dear.
I have been having a recurring dream I would like to share with you. I equals am sleeping on my stomach when I feel a warm and moist sensation near my equals rectal area. I awake to find that Wilford Brimley is showering my equals purple starfish with gentleman relish. He is wearing nothing but Daisy equals suits and a pink sombrero. He has very long straw-like nipples with equal-sized grip pliers hanging from them, and he is lecturing me about equals diabetes. Any idea what this means? Thank you. Jared Ford.
No idea.
Okay, now he'll stop.
Is that Jerry Ford? Is that what he
had? Now, the guy, he put equals in, he, for some reason, on his email, and it reads that. But the way it reads is, I have been having a recurring dream I'd like to share with you. I'm sleeping on my stomach when I feel a warm and moist sensation near my rectal area. I wake to find that Wilford Brimley is showering my purple starfish with gentleman relish. He is wearing nothing but Daisy Dukes and a pink sombrero. He has very strong-like nipples with vice grip pliers hanging from them.
Wow.
And he is lecturing me about diabetes. Any idea what this means?
Wow.
Thank you, Gerald Ford.
Weird. Weird, okay, weird, weird.
Let's hear another one.
Old email message from AJ Dewery. Subject: April loves her radio gods. Is this me? Am I on the air? Oh, wait. Let me turn my radio down. Okay. Am I caller 100? No? I am caller 100. Don and Mike. You rock. That's for Tim. I love you, man. Eori has left the building. Old email message.
I like that one.
Thank you. Good one. That's
hey, can
good
I
one.
See that one? Because that's the first one that has really been amazingly easy to understand. And it's all about punctuation.
Right.
Commas. Don't forget your commas. That's what does
it. Don't be
sloppy.
All right, let's hear the next one, Johnny.
From Matthew.Romero, subject, NY2WAY. Good day to you. I say good day to you, caption. Aha. Uh-huh. Danny. Sit down, Danny. To do the rest. Just people. 9.
Okay. Next one.
Old email message. From Todd Masson. Subject. My aunt. Did you know I have no nuts? I am just a stupid computer, you a hole. Old email message.
You a hole.
From Gate Guide. Subject. None. Rod, you are funny. Mike loves Lisa. Don and Mike are the ambiguously gay duo. Buzz is dumb, man. Tape delay looks chode. Good day to users.
It's so fun to try to interpret them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mail message. From Gate Guide. Subject. None. Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Let's hear that one again. Can you replay that one again? That's a great one. Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Might
be a keeper.
None.
Roll it.
None. Don't just look at it. Eat it.
That's great.
Okay, next one.
To mark the message as read, press 1. To delete, press 2. To skip, press 3. To listen again, press 5. For more options,
hold on. Bear with me.
There we go.
Old email message. From GRARCHER. Subject. Line from War Games. How about a nice game of chess? Great show, gods, keep it up. Dave.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Email message. From 5304093796. Subject. You guys rock. Don't know where got to Mr. Roboto. Are we not men? We are Devo.
Devo.
Are we not men? D-E-V-O Danger Will Robinson. Danger.
All the robots.
Email message. From D-A-V-E-T-H-E-O. Subject. None. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
F you, Rob. Delighted you are finally in Philly. I am concerned your show may be too highbrow for this town, so you might have to tone it down some. Peace.
Okay.
Old email message.
From
Robert Carlson. Subject. No subject. Damn, that show sucked yesterday. I had to turn it off. I was glad to hear you on the air again today. Later, buddies. Old email message.
Thanks.
From Scott Bergenstock. Subject.
None.
I'm the 100th emailer. What do I get? Old email message. From Twenna Turner. Subject. Love ya, guys. Just wanted to say I love you guys. Twenna.
Thank you, honey.
Old email message from Sean South. Subject. I love Don and Mike. Thank you for making my work livable. You are a godsend. Old email message.
You know, I gotta tell you,
received
I think somebody that's like driving along during this, I was gonna think they hit the weather radio by accident.
No, you are listening to emails.
That's right.
Sent to us at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
The conditions are partly cloudy.
To find out more, call 1-877-572-UNIFY or go to www.verizon-uc.com. Okay, let's hear a couple more.
Received 2:20 p.m. yesterday. From Travis Ross. Subject. None. Tickle the Duke. Go bob on my knob. Eat my bum. Travis Ross. Old email message. From Mario DiMaggio. Subject. Stolen PlayStation. Hi Don and Mike. I know the guy who emailed you about the stolen PlayStation. The girl he is talking about is... She at the equal say we left him for another man. But she told him that she left him for N.O. equals 3rd woman so that he would leave her alone.
There's somebody
and he didn't steal his spot equals E station.
Wouldn't put a punctuation mark anywhere near it.
I have a copy of this one, and I see what they had to do is there are names in here.
Right.
What the guy is, he's saying the guy's name with the stolen PlayStation is... So-and-so, the girl he's talking about is so-and-so. So-and-so left so-and-so for another man,
right.
But so-and-so said that so-and-so left him for another woman. So, I mean, we can't, they had to
can't
edit out,
that.
We had to edit out the name.
And what is the whole thing? I don't remember anything about a PlayStation.
I don't know.
That was a message
we heard yesterday.
Okay.
Right. What's hers to begin with? Thanks, Lombie.
Okay.
Old email message from TRENWE11. Subject, D&M. Don and Mike, I'm just wondering how the computer sounds saying the following. I am Craig Wilson. My partner Jack and I live together happily. I am a pet rat. My partner Jack is not a pet rat. Jack and I are very close. We deeply care for each other. Hi, Buzz. Old email message. From Andrews, Jim. Subject. Captain, Tony Saragoso has full-blown AIDS. What do you have to say equals about that ass wipe? Good day to you. I said good day. Old email message.
They're getting it.
From Mike Dussey. Subject. Have you heard? Hello? Blower activate. Blower. Activate. I am a bulky man. A lumbering ditty bought Pink Daddy. Have you seen my hideous fuselage? This is my vasopropan dude. I bet my Bombay that I could get a new job. I need help. I wish I were a lawman. I'll hang up and listen to your answer. And old email message from NEGANJUDEGRISFIN.
Whoa.
Subject. Don and Mike rock on Wisp. Hi, Don and Mike. I am so excited that you are now being broadcast in Philly. I live in Alexandria and drive home to Philly all of the time. I can now enjoy your show the whole ride. The only thing I can't stand about your show is Rock cackling in the background. Judy.
Another installment.
It's getting better. People are writing them better. They're with lots more punctuation and that, and it's easier to understand that way.
It's another installment. Again, the email address is donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
That's fantastic.
Yo-ho. And I think we'll do that at least one more time on today's show. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for sending the stuff in. Now, boy, do we got a lot of prizes to give away. And I'm thinking about putting them all in one giant giveaway.
Ooh, a big Easter basket.
Wow. Talking about winning a DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about winning a European-style multi-disc CD player.
Wonderful.
And talking about giving away a Bose Wave radio.
What's that DVD player? Have hair under its armpits or something like that?
Speedo? Mike, all I know is that...
It's European-style.
The thing is worth... $1,000.
Ah, European styling. Yeah.
Just don't shower with it.
So here's the deal. We're going to play a new game today on the Don and Mike Show. A game that's kind of similar to The Big Lie or What My Mom Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Uh-oh.
But see if you're with me on the twist. The game is called Forgive Me.
Mm-hmm.
And you call us up and you tell us something you've done to somebody.
Okay.
Now it can be a coworker.
Right.
It can be a mother, a father. It doesn't have to be a secret.
Right.
It can be something awful you've done to somebody
that you think the person hasn't forgiven you for.
And we will pick the most awful thing.
Right.
And then we will call that person on the air and you will ask them if they forgive you.
If they forgive you,
you win all the stuff.
Wow. If they don't, you're SOL.
Right.
Very good.
So, Mike, get out your crab detector.
Okay, absolutely.
And you can play this game from anywhere in America.
And we're doing some good again.
And again, it's not, you know, it's not a secret.
Right.
It's not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something awful that you've done to somebody.
Right.
And what you're doing is you're asking their forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. And if the person forgives you, you'll win a prize package.
And we will pick the one that the thing that's happened that we determined to be
most dastardly.
The worst.
Right.
Okay? And it doesn't have to be a secret.
Right. And this is how you can not only win some prizes, but cleanse your soul at the same time.
So you call us right now at 877.
The confessional is open.
365-3636. And there's no Catholic priest in this confessional.
Not at all.
So don't worry.
Yeah, everything's fine.
No boy touching. 202-432-1067, D.C. New York, 877-692-1027. The game is called Forgive Me.
Forgive Me.
Forgive Me. Question mark.
B.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Vinny, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to be getting in touch with you.
Don't, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, no, my friend. The opposite.
Of course the opposite is true.
Don and Mike Show continuing to take the universe by storm. Now going up and down to the East Coast, you got New York, Philly, Baltimore, Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
Down to Norfolk, Virginia.
Right.
Very soon, another big top 10 market.
Excellent.
Signing up for the show. So thank you for your patronage. Here's a phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067. And New York, 877-692-1027. And Philly, yes, we are working on getting you your own telephone number as well.
Please be patient.
Nice tunage. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for the tunage today.
And things happening in Philly. We're very excited about that. Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. Every time I put something, what's that line from The Godfather? Every time I try to get out,
right.
they pull me back in. Every time I put my music in, it gets taken out.
You have to be gentle and dainty.
God damn this machine.
Don't break it.
It's all on the wrist.
God damn it, honey.
Well, do you take it out?
No. Well, it's because we had a live commercial.
Oh.
Ah. There you go. So the music is now set for the debut. We'll wait for it to cue up the debut. Huh? The debut of
Forgive Me.
Forgive Me?
You want it said like that every time.
I think question mark, yeah.
Forgive Me?
And let's start talking to people and see what we got to do. Let's start in Madison, Wisconsin, where we're heard every day on 100X FM.
Yeah. Sorry, I just have certain cities that get me going already, but let's listen.
What, you don't believe it?
Just Madison, Wisconsin has been a hotbed of crap detector activity.
You don't believe it based just on the fact that it's Mad City.
Yeah, two places, Madison, Wisconsin, Deal, Maryland.
Hello, Madison, hi, Joe.
Hey, all right, check this out.
Okay.
I crashed my mom's brand new sports car, rolled it over.
You got to delete that out. Can't say the yes. Robbie, where's that?
The deleted thing?
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, because this happens so often on the show, we had Buzz cut this little thing.
So that you know when something happens.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
Okay, so
try. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Shut up.
From D.C. on WJFK. 212-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. All has been deleted due to profanity.
Joe, this is all your fault because you cussed.
Okay.
But so you know, I have to compliment Mike. No one can take a smug sip of a soda like Mike after he cusses and he called it as a trouble call. It was so pleasurable.
Absolutely.
To see you take that.
Want to see the look
sip.
I gave Rob after he cussed? It was like this.
told you so. All right. Well, Joe dropped the S bomb. Joe, what is it you did to your mom? Without cussing.
I was driving her brand new Volkswagen Turbo S Beetle. It's like $25,000 car. Okay. It's her prized possession. And I was just driving too fast, going over this hill you're supposed to be able to get air on. And I rolled it over three times. Completely totaled it.
How long ago did you do this?
It was about 2 months ago. She's still really steamed about it. And she thought I was going like 45 and I swerved out of the way of a deer.
She hasn't given you forgiveness yet?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is that beeping? What is that beeping sound,
Mike?
I'm sitting in a car.
What, is your door open?
Yeah, I'm out of it now.
You know, and I'm going to
disqualify
you.
Anyway, you don't have to be 21 to do this or anything, dude, because I'm only 19.
Oh,
I don't want to have to call my mom and tell her this.
Toodaloo.
I just disqualified him because he was making you so upset, Mr. Bill.
Thank you.
He was great on every level.
Patrick was not pleased with him.
Let's go to...
What is that beeping sound?
You're just speaking about yourself in third person. Let's go to Richie.
Yeah.
Hey, Richie.
How you guys doing?
Okay, who do you have to ask forgiveness from?
My stepfather.
Okay, what happened?
When I was younger, my father had a nice stash. My stepfather had a nice stash, and I lifted it from him, and he thought it was my mother.
Stash of what?
Cash.
Oh, I thought you meant like pot.
No.
Dubois.
You stole money from your stepfather. How much money did you steal?
$25,000.
Wow!
Oh, man.
Was it right on the mattress? And he knows that you stole the money from him now.
Yeah, well, he actually, what happened was, they got divorced because he thought it was her.
Oh, no.
He thought it was my stepmother, my real mother.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Man, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, but now, but how did he find out that you stole it? Because this is not a game where we're calling to tell a secret.
I just told him one day.
You told him one day? How did he handle it?
He was kind of happy because he hated her anyway. So him and I were close. So, she was really, really, really close to her.
So has he already forgiven you?
Not really, but, you know, he still wants the money back.
No.
There are problems.
That's not how the game works.
No, sorry. Good try, though. Thank
$25,000, though. I mean, what'd you get into that dollar figure? That was certainly an unforgiving amount of money.
Let's go to Kristen from New Jersey. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thanks for calling. Forgive me. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me. Who do you want forgiveness from?
My sister.
Why?
I did something bad. My sister, I was living in an apartment with her in Brooklyn, in New York, and she went to college and I was working, but she had a car that my mother had given her. It was in my mother's name, and I would borrow the car, quite often, and I kept getting tickets on it, but I was taking the tickets and just hiding them. And I didn't realize that they accrue all this interest on them and penalties.
Right.
And one day my sister came out and there was these big stickers on the car that were like permanent, and they say, you know, excuse me, my car, you know, violates rule, you know, pretty much to advertise. And then the next day she went out to leave for work and the car was gone. They impounded it.
They impounded her car.
Never got it back because she owed about $1,400 in tickets. And
man, how could she ever forgive
you?
You what, Mike?
How could she ever forgive her for that?
So you don't, you're saying, why don't you just come out and say when you don't believe somebody?
You're trying to make... No, I do believe. I believe totally that...
Well, you want to know why? Because she's in college, and that was her car, and she has spent the last 2 years walking to class, walking to the laundromat.
So she hasn't forgiven you, Kristen?
No, I moved out from her after that. I got married now, and I live in New Jersey.
Do you speak?
Not really at all. We see each other at family occasions, and she's really...
What I was indicating, Don, was not that it was a crap detector. Was that it's just, the level of the offense, not all that severe. However, it does sound like there's a tremendous amount of bad blood here.
And maybe, yes. you know...
I think the worst part was that she was in college, and that car from my mother was... She needed to get back and forth to class. It was such a big bash for her because I never chipped in.
The deal is, Buzz, what we'll do is...
Share that look with Don.
What, Buzz? the guys in here don't seem to think it's a major offense, but hold on. I'll leave you on hold.
Yeah, but, it's sisters, and it could be Terry.
And, besides, all we have to do is call the girl up and say,
right.
do you forgive your sister?
Right, exactly.
That's how it's going to be.
Do you forgive her?
The call is... The people calling,
right.
They're not going to be involved.
Not at all.
They're not going to call and say, hey, do you remember when I did this?
Yeah.
We are going to call.
Why that's better, because they'll be more apt to give you the honest reaction.
Say, hey, we had your sister on the show today, and she said that, she got your car impounded. You lost your car. Do you forgive her?
Well, that's much better. So, yes.
No, okay. I don't.
No. Yeah.
Hello, BJ from Virginia. Hi, BJ.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Hi, BJ. Forgive me?
Well, I was taking a shower with my girlfriend, and she was shampooing her hair, and just for the hell of it, I went number one on her.
That's pretty good. So she was showering her hair.
She was shampooing her hair, so her eyes were closed, so she didn't know.
Where did you go number one on her?
Just on her body, wherever it did reach.
Yes, did she
know? How did she react?
She wasn't too happy. I was just cracking up. She kind of got out of the shower a little early. So.
How long ago did you do this to her?
Maybe a couple months ago, 2-3 months ago.
Is she still your girlfriend?
Yeah, she is.
But you don't think she's forgiven you?
I don't know. She wasn't too happy about
it.
Has
the subject come up during the 2 months?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Hold on. That's pretty strong.
Hold on. That's not bad.
You beat on her in the show. God. The athletes, what is God?
Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul.
Yeah, I'm on hold.
Hi, Paul. No, you're not on hold now. You're on the show.
Yeah.
Paul, forgive me?
Go ahead, Doug.
Paul.
He was going to get the...
Paul, you're on the air, sir.
You can hear that.
Poor Paul. Paul, what is your malfunction?
Policy.
What? Paul.
All right, I'll make sure he knows.
Paul's on another call.
He's on another call.
Cell phone man.
That's Lisa's brother on the phone.
What's on the 1003?
Listen to this. Is this guy BSing us?
Yeah.
Can you hear us, sir?
Are you talking to me?
Paul, are you there?
What's your guess?
Who are you talking to?
What the hell are you doing?
Let me play back. I was on the other line at the same time. All right.
Well, that's bright to do when you're calling a radio show.
Paul.
I'm here.
Forgive me. What is it? Well, first off, I think you would want to beg our forgiveness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don, do you forgive Paul for taking two calls at the same time?
No, I don't. How about you, Mike?
I don't forgive him.
My work.
All right. Goodbye. Sorry. It's my work, too.
Unforgivable.
Let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill. Don and Mike show. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, forgive me. What is it you want to be forgiven for?
All right. I have two, but I'll just do one. All right. Me and this kid, we kind of, grew up together. I mean, we were best friends all through high school. And he started going out with a close friend of mine. And I liked her also, but, he was my friend, so I let her have her.
You know what?
So
can
whatever.
I make a request? Can I make a request on Forgive Me?
Yeah.
I'd like to people
forgive
to,
me?
To get right to the crime.
To
right, I don't like right. the tedious explanation, make yourself feel better,
because
lengthy story justifying your horrible
what
behavior.
Is, if you guys need more, you can always get that
right. Right. What is it that you did?
I hooked up. I'm going out right now with my best friend's ex-girlfriend. He was going out with her. He went on a snowboarding trip, and... I stole her away. I started hooking up with her, and,
You banging her?
I went to another, and, we just ended up together. We've been together now for about 9 months, and he doesn't really know it.
Well, see, now, again, that's not the game. If he doesn't know, that's not the game we're playing.
Yeah, he's got to know.
Well, he knows. He knows.
No, you just said he doesn't
know. It's kind of like unspoken.
No.
Sorry. I don't like the unspoken.
That's he knows.
That's another game we play anyway.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Steve in Virginia. Steve, buddy.
I've got a winner for y'all.
Okay.
All right. On Christmas this year, on Christmas Eve, it's about 2 in the morning. Me and my girlfriend are talking.
She makes me really angry. I say F you to her. I storm out of her house. I don't call her all Christmas Day. And she's going to go out of town on Christmas Day, go down to Georgia to visit her grandparents. And she was crying all day, and I didn't even bother to call her because I was so angry at her. But I was actually in the wrong. So I'd like to be forgiven.
Well, now, is she still your girlfriend?
Yeah, she is.
You would have to say just because 4 months have passed,
yeah,
she has forgiven you.
Right.
Of course.
No, she still doesn't let me up. I mean, she brings it up in every conversation with our family and friends. She's,
I can understand where some people are going with this, because what you're dealing with here is, I think relationships can continue, but you can never be forgiven for doing certain things.
Like, all right, hold on
a
second.
Like a grudge.
All right,
right, exactly. That can happen in a relationship.
You know what? Let's start with, I guess you'd know.
Yeah.
Let's start with Rob. Start with the guy who peed on a
Kyle.
That's BJ who...
Here's the phone number on the screen. Her name is Amy.
Now, we can say that, right? I mean, I'm worried about censors when we're talking about...
Say he went number one on her in the shower.
He went number one in the shower.
On her.
On her.
Just tell her it's the Don and Mike show, and we want her to come on the air with us.
Forgive me? Forgive me, and if she forgives BJ...
Then he wins all the stuff.
Then he will win the great prize pack, and I love this game.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's, you know, when we do something for starters, did you have one of your dreams last night? Did this come to you in your sleep like
they
all did?
A couple days ago.
Shut pretty cool.
Just forgive me, question mark. Forgive me?
I love it.
Hi, Amy. It's Rob with the Don and Mike show.
Fantastic.
See, it's a different twist because the people don't get to sell their own case.
Right, exactly.
Okay, she'll come on the air?
Yep.
All right, here she is right now.
Great.
Amy, hello. This is the Don and Mike show. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Hi, we're doing fine. Let me ask you, do you have a boyfriend named BJ?
I do.
Okay.
And how are you two guys getting along?
Good.
Okay, we're
good.
We had BJ on the show a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
We just need you to answer a couple of simple questions for us. We don't mean to intrude. A while ago, did BJ go number one on you when you were taking a shower with him?
Yes.
Mm. Do you forgive him for that?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, that's look at how easy that was. was that hard for you to do that? Did you just decide to forgive him?
No, I was mad at him at first. But
you were mad at him, but then it... But that might not count, but we can't be Indian givers, because technically she did forgive him. But see, it's BJ's fault because he's already been forgiven.
Had you already forgiven him before we called?
No.
She just said she had. Okay. I asked her that question.
Okay.
Silence is golden.
Shut up, Rob.
Okay.
So, but really, well, had you forgiven him or not? I mean, I know Mike asked you, but I want to ask you again.
Yeah.
Well, like, we've talked about it, but I never, like, forgiven him yet.
But do you forgive him now?
Yes.
Why?
Because why?
Because it was just a joke. He told me it was just a joke and it was supposed to be funny.
How'd you react when it first happened?
I got pissed and got out of the show.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
Well, dare I say, you're in luck? You know, I don't know.
It's been too easy. What it is a little arrangement here.
You think?
Sounds like. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hold on a second, Amy. Hold on.
No, Amy was prepped.
And I'm inclined to agree with Mike, because when you call out of the blue and ask someone to come on a radio show, they very seldom say, sure.
Hey, yeah. BJ?
Yeah.
She knew we were going to call her, BJ.
Yeah, I talked to her.
Well, you kind of disqualify yourself by doing that.
I didn't tell her to free. I just asked if it was okay if I could.
No, that's a disqualification.
Yeah. Disqualification.
You see, the whole idea of forgive me is to call somebody out of the blue.
That they don't know that we're going to call them up.
They know what you did, because that's why they need to forgive you, but they don't know that we're, you know, going to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, you see, he played it like he was yellow. So.
But hey, I appreciate BJ's honesty that he wasn't trying to, you know, run a game on us.
Right, he just played the game wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris.
Live and learn.
Forgive him for being stupid.
Chris. Hello, Chris. Don and Mike show.
You.
Hi, Chris.
Yo. Finally on the air. All right, bro. I got a good one. I'm a little nervous talking about it. I'm getting nervous right now. My ex-girlfriend, I don't see her anymore.
Let me say from past experience, that's always a giveaway. It's a lie if a guy starts off by saying,
no, it's not a lie.
I'm nervous
because it was really bad, and I don't even want to, like, get her. I don't even want her to make her think about it. Like, I know if you're going to call and bring it up, it's going to be traumatic to her. But can I just tell you real fast?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We broke up. I had one of her videotapes that, like, she had lent me. It was, like, her father's video. And at the end of it, I did something really bad. I spliced in a clip of me and her doing something kinky, like one of our sex tapes. It was her doing something really bad, me doing something, like, onto her, you could say. And I gave it back to her and didn't tell her. And she played it and watched it all the way through to make sure. And she thought nothing was wrong with it. At the very end, she was there with her new boyfriend, and he saw me.
No way.
No. Come on. No. I think we're stupid.
Come on. Spliced it in.
Come on.
You called that early. You get the crap detector award.
But, you know, and I learned it from you.
Hey, I'm real nervous.
Now, whenever somebody calls and they say...
Especially an original idea, too. I was doing something on her.
Hey!
You know, hey, that, they like that, so I'll do that one.
I was speckling her.
There you go.
We have to break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not done with this.
No,
this is good. I like the way this is going.
We're not done with this, although... I am going to have to change the topic for just a moment.
Okay.
Because when we come back, we have a mystery guest.
We do.
We have a mystery guest on the telephone.
But should people keep calling for...
Yeah, because you know
forgive
what?
Forgive me?
You know what? Hey, Lisa, have we ever... this mystery guest never taken the sex quiz, right? No? I don't think so. All right, well then, it can just be a game that Mike and Buzz and Rob can play.
Very good.
To see if they can guess the mystery guest.
Excellent.
And then we'll let the mystery guest plug whatever he or she is plugging.
Very exciting.
And we'll give the mystery guest the sex quiz.
Excellent.
And then we'll get right back to Forgive Me.
Wonderful.
Because we do have all this great stuff to give away. So if we break now, we should have the mystery guest with the using the harmonizer.
Good.
With the disguised voice.
Very exciting.
Figure out who it is, and then we'll get right back to Forgive Me. So if you're calling for Forgive Me, stay on the line. Keep calling.
Do I have time to take a shower during the break?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We will be right
this
back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
All right, well.
Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Reschedule the mystery guest.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to just hold the show up again waiting for the... I mean, it's not that big a mystery guest.
That's a drag.
So wait. Reschedule, please. Reschedule the mystery guest. All right. We broke on time. We're back. Mystery guest is not here.
The mystery guest has let us down?
The mystery guest is a rocker.
Wow.
He's a rocker who probably is not awake yet.
Oh, let's rock.
Even though it's 1:30 in the afternoon.
I get related.
So, well, reschedule, Lisa. Reschedule the rocker. Because we're right in the middle of playing.
And you practically gave it away. With rocker.
Oh, no, it's not Tommy Lee.
No, but I mean, no, that song you just played. Is it him?
It's not David Lee Roth either.
Okay.
No, it's not.
So we're going to play the mystery game if he does call in.
Oh, is this him on line six?
Probably.
Oh, great. Now that I've already blown it off.
Well, no, I mean, I'm trying to think here. If you've kind of given us a big clue.
Well, now, but the mystery guest should be calling.
Yeah, but you...
You what?
Just want to take him there?
No, I want him to be through the machine.
All right.
So you can't recognize his voice. Here she goes again.
Lisa kind of stormed out just then.
The slamming door. She's so new at this job, she still takes it personal.
She does.
Like when PR people get pissed off.
She hasn't developed the rhinoceros skin that we all have.
Because the PR people will be pissed off that we want the mystery guest to call on another line.
Right.
So that the mystery guest's voice can be disguised.
Yes. Well, now I'm excited because you've given us a huge hint. You've narrowed it down.
He's a rocker.
Oh, it's a man.
And now it's a man. Now you've narrowed it down even further. Why are we even playing this game?
He's a rocker. But don't forget, we're not done yet with Forgive Me.
Right.
Which, incidentally, is what my mother doesn't know and what my father doesn't know and what my wife doesn't know and what my brother doesn't know. Yeah. Because the beauty of Forgive Me,
right,
Forgive Me, is that we call the person.
And ask for forgiveness.
And we ask if they forgive the person.
Yeah. And if they do, you win prizes, unless you prearrange the call with the person that you happen to go number one on.
Like the guy, is this going to be able to be worked out or not? I mean, how tough is it to give the guy another phone number?
John says okay.
It's okay.
Ah. Yep.
Johnny, what's the deal?
He's got the number. They got a call down there, and it'll be all set. Like 2 minutes.
Lunch is here.
2 minutes?
2 minutes?
Does it take 2 minutes to make a phone call?
Listen, how about this?
You tell him I'll plug the event. You tell him I'll plug the event.
She's giving the number right now.
It's happening right now. Now, but you know, I want to play now because it's like we've got the guy, and I want to play the game.
It's not that big a mystery.
Is it going to be a letdown?
Yeah.
Does some obscure like 80s band?
Having said it's been a letdown, will it actually be okay? Because now we've lowered our sights.
He's calling Washington right now.
Right now.
Great. So all he has to do is be handled by Joe, and we're practically there.
Oh, that'll be rapid.
We'll leave him on the harmonizer even while he takes the sex quiz then.
Okay.
Very good.
Because that'll be the only thing that'll make this worthwhile.
All right. Is he going to take the sex quiz before or after we guess who he is?
Lisa, did you ask if he'll take the sex quiz? He will take the sex quiz.
Excellent. And I ask again, will he be on the harmonizer after? I mean, forget it.
He's going to be on the harmonizer the whole time.
Okay.
Even after.
Really? Even after we guess who it is?
Yeah.
Can we make him sing?
Hello, mystery guest? I thought I heard something there.
Can we play again?
A lot of that robotic sound today.
Oh, we've got more of those emails to get to as well.
Okay. Cool.
So now what, something very frightening that occasionally happens on the show, we are relying on Joe Artinger right now.
Right, because we're at NEW.
Right.
And we don't have a harmonizer at NEW. The harmonizer's back at WJFK.
Joe, you have to remember that remote strip has got to be an audition.
This is great.
Or
this
we're not
great.
Going to hear it.
This is a relatable for our listening audience.
Hello? No. Mystery guest?
Hello?
You know what? I'm about to bag it.
All right, who is the mystery guest?
I give you 5 seconds to pull it together.
Five.
Lisa, listen.
Four.
I will
three,
plug the event.
Two, one, zero.
Okay, back to our regular show then. Even though the mystery guest called, look at her over there folding her arms. All pissed.
Well, what time was the mystery guest supposed to call?
1:30.
What time did he call? About 1:37?
About 1:33.
About 1:33?
1:32, she says.
It's a business of deadlines. So.
You know, I always hate it when like we were going to play a game. And
he's
now
on
have...
now? Okay, I'm waiting. Hello, Joe. You got him? Joe!
He's on.
Hello? Mystery guest.
Mystery guest, enter and sign in, please.
Is the phone pot on and turned up, Joe?
Yes, and he's saying hello to you.
Well, we can't hear him up here.
Is he in audition?
Now I hear something. Hello, mystery guest.
Now, Joe, you gotta make it so his voice is disguised.
The fader that's on the select strip, Joe, put that in audition.
God!
Hey, mystery guest, we apologize. We're going to try to disguise your voice, and we're working on the technology to do that right now. Bear with us.
Say something else. Will you say something, mystery guest? Hello?
Now we can't hear him again.
Maybe the...
You know what? I have a question. You were walking Joe through this, with plenty of lead time, what, about 5 minutes ago?
That's when I got it, yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough for him to figure that
Hello,
out.
There's Mystery no guest? Engineer in the building, is the problem.
Mystery guest? Lisa, can we just reschedule the mystery guest for tomorrow? What do you mean, no? He can't be that busy.
That's funny. Well, you know, he's probably... We've made him now call two different numbers.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now, but I want the payoff now. Everybody listening wants the payoff.
Now there is an engineer there.
What?
Wow.
You can tell that's true.
Jesus Christ.
You can tell.
I'm afraid Jesus. The mystery guest has just exploded.
Jesus right. H. Christ.
That's the sound of an engineer dropping his sandwich into the equipment.
What the F was that?
Oh, now I hear you, mystery guest. How are you?
Mystery guest is in the bathroom.
There you go.
Okay, very good.
Beautiful. Now, mystery guest, I'm going to give each of you guys
a question.
One question.
Now, we've already established it's a rocker and it's a guy, so, you know, we got to go down the line here.
Rob, your first question.
Did you have a number one hit?
Yes.
Mike.
Oh, boy. You know, now that it's narrowed down, it's even harder to ask the questions. My question, mystery...
When I called, I heard I was going injured. I heard these folks put him through the machine and ask him the sex quiz.
Okay, mystery guest... When you, what color is your hair?
Naturally, or the color?
Well, actually, when you were at your peak of popularity, what color was your hair?
I'd like to think every day is my peak of popularity in my own mind.
Okay, very good.
Let's go with blonde.
Blonde. I would agree with that. And Buzz?
This upcoming event, is it to promote some new music?
It would be new music and the brand new tour.
Okay.
New music and a brand new tour.
Rob.
Are you touring with...
No, now you have to guess.
We have to guess?
Now you have to guess.
Oh, God.
Let me just say, one of my favorite bands from the 80s, if that's any hint to you guys at all.
The 80s. I have a guess. Is it Coverdale?
Who?
David Coverdale.
No, it's not. Rob.
Are you Huey Lewis?
I'm not neither good, that good looking or that good of a singer.
No. Okay. And Buzz.
Van Halen?
Which one?
Van Halen.
That's a band.
Van Halen. Do you think it was like Van Morrison?
Is this Eddie?
No, all right, take him off the harmonizer, for God's sake.
Is this Molly Hatchet?
Take him off the harmonizer.
Jethro Tull?
Jesus, take him off the harmonizer. It's Bret Michaels from Poison.
Oh.
I love Poison.
Yeah.
Hi, Brett.
How you guys doing?
Sorry about all our technical snafus.
It was just very entertaining for me.
You know, we air all our dirty laundry on this show. If there's something going wrong, you're going to know about it.
Yeah, what makes it very cool. It was all just right. Like I said, I called in, and the first thing I heard is, yeah, stick him through the machine.
Yeah, like it was raw. I got all my favorite boys. I got here. Come Hell or High Water. That's a great one. Oh, hold on. Number five. This is maybe...
Cut number five.
My favorite Poison of all time.
And it's a song about sex, right?
On Skinny Bop.
Absolutely. It's about riding bareback, isn't it?
Believe you me, it is.
There you go. And what a great rock and roll record this is.
And not only is Poison one of my favorite bands, but next to Oasis, maybe the best ever Behind the Music on VH1.
Lots of controversy.
Have you heard that a lot, Brett?
Yeah, and I thank you for that. They did it's a scary thing when you do those shows, you know, because they just kind of air, as you guys were doing, airing your dirty laundry. And,
sure.
And they just kind of lay it all out there. And, you know, it was actually, it turned out to be, fortunately for us, one of their more popular shows. And and it was, it really turned out to be pretty good because they gave you both the people that love the band, the dirt we've been through, and the people that hated the band. And so it was kind of a well-rounded, I guess, Behind the Music.
Talk dirty to me. That's another good one. There's lots of good
one of the best
songs.
Things about Poison, and you know, if you the way they record, the quality of the recordings.
Absolutely.
I mean, just fantastic. I mean, you guys obviously put a lot of time and effort into your sessions, and it sounds like that on the records.
Yeah. Now, anyway, thank you, and I think for us, I mean, coming from us, we come from the, you know, the East Coast. We're all from the Pittsburgh and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, and, you know, back there, all we knew how to do was rehearse, because there wasn't a whole lot of recording facilities. So when we came out to L.A. with every record, including even the new one, Hollyweird, we just, all we do is we go into a rehearsal hall and spend about 2 or 3 months just jamming and writing the stuff so that when you go in to record, it's a really fun process. A lot of bands go in there and try to write the stuff in the studio, and it sounds like they're sort of struggling through the parts in the song. With us, we've already kind of written and go in and just and write straight up rock and roll music.
Now let me give you a second here. This would be the Don my Rob. I need the timpani here for the Don Mike World exclusive.
Yes, very good.
This would be the new Poison record, which is a remake of a song done, I think, by The Who.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely. I could give you a little info, too. It's very cool for us.
Okay.
VH1 this year is sponsoring the tour, VH1 Classic.
Right.
And they picked three bands to sponsor whose tours have done very successful over the last 3 or 4 years. They picked Paul McCartney's tour. They picked, ironically, The Who and Poison.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. That's great, Brett. Here is the new Poison record. I'll play this for a second. Tell me if you can guess which Who song this is, Mike.
Boy, I can't yet.
Squeezebox.
All right.
Wow.
In and out and in and out. Once again, that recurring theme, Brett.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, listen to it.
Absolutely.
Kicks ass. It's good.
Wow, great arrangement.
That's good. That's good Poison.
Damn, that's good voice.
You find a lot of guys like me who, like, Poison is a guilty pleasure. You know, that when I'm in my car, I pull out a CD, I'll pull out, like, Talk Dirty to Me, and it'll get going on my CD, and the guys will all say, "Will you listen to Poison? Why don't you listen to Warrant, man?" Or why don't you, you know, I mean... I like Poison. Do you find lots of guys like me who are, and have to almost be closet Poison fans?
Were you aiming that question to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I didn't know if the two of you were just talking. I was just
No.
I was listening to the song going, please let this song sound as good as I thought it did when we recorded it.
Oh, no. The song kicks ass.
When you're doing a classic Who song and you love the band, you want to make sure it comes off on radio sounding good.
It sounds great.
But, you know what I find is, and I just say this, the reason I feel that between CC, Bobby, Ricky, and myself, that we have been successful for 16 years of being able to play the arenas, and when a lot of the people, our peers, and really good bands have been playing the clubs and stuff, is that we have always, no matter what, always gone out there and put on the most insane live stage show, and we really are into what we do. And so, obviously, with, I'm just saying, the success of the tours and the people coming to the shows, I think people from, I mean, it's amazing who you find coming out to the shows, from the Drowning Pool guys or the guys from Lit, the guys from Kid Rock. They all come on stage and jam with us, and it's very cool. You find Vinnie Paul from Pantera out there, and a lot of fans that have been with us a long time. And then you find a lot of brand new fans that just want to see what a big rock show was all about.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's a big backstage party, and obviously that's something. I don't know if we can do that on the air now, but obviously I'd like to get some grand prize winners for some backstage passes to the Poison show and some tickets, and we'll treat them like rock stars.
Brett, I just wanted to mention to you, I'm free.
I've been told we've had Brett on before on his take of the sex quiz already. So here's what I want to do. You're going to be coming to the D.C. area in July.
Yes.
July 12th.
Yeah, I think that's where we're in Nissan Pavilion.
Nissan Pavilion, right. Now, what are the odds that you'll come down to the studio that day?
Well, I say the odds are damn good, and we just make a party out of it.
Okay, yeah.
Then that's yeah, absolutely. Come on down. Bring everybody you want.
I'll make you a deal. I'll come down to the studio, and then at the end of the show, we do this thing where we start dragging. Anyone who's seen the show knows what we kind of do at the end. We start dragging a lot of people up on the stage, and when all the pyro and confetti and everything's going off, and we have what I'd like to have you guys do, if you do this, is come up on the stage. I'll give you a bunch of backstage passes. We'll just start chucking them out to the crowd, yanking people up there, and you can actually look out.
Absolutely.
It's a great feeling looking out at about 15,000 people at Nissan just going insane.
That'd be a blast. That is 100% a deal.
July 12th with Brett Michaels.
Big stage ramps and stuff, so run on them and go insane. Just avoid the pyropods.
All right, my friend. All right, Brett, we'll see you then. Hold on a second, please.
You know.
Hold on. Let me play a little more of this record, because I wasn't BSing the guy. I do like Poison. I guess he's taking the sex quiz. I remember that. I thought we had the guy I hate on from Poison before. I thought we had CC DeVille on before.
Man, is that going to be great, though, at Nissan in July? Is it July 12th? Is that the day?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be so much fun, July 12th.
So we'll get Brett Michaels to come by the show on the day of the show, and we'll give away a bunch of backstage passes.
Right.
And then we'll go up on stage with Poison.
Yeah, be more motivation to lose weight. I'm serious.
As you take a bite of your sandwich.
Well, those rock and rollers.
All right.
Every day.
Well, I guess I'm glad we waited for him.
He is a nice guy. I remember that.
Yeah, very nice. You know, I'd like to see some of the guys from Lit or Kid Rock getting up on stage with Poison.
Well, you know, when a band rehearses that much, that's why they have so much fun. I mean, because jamming for them is, that's their little release.
All right, here we go. The song should end now. Here we go. Mama's got a squeeze, but dad never sleeps at night. Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Number one hair band on VH1, if you remember that. They did their hair band countdown.
I never saw the Behind the Music with Poison, and a lot of controversy.
Because you got to see CC DeVille. Who talks about getting into a fight with Brett Michaels all the time. You know me.
And one of them was banging Pam Anderson, right? Was it Brett Michaels banging Pam Anderson?
I think it was Brett, yes.
Sure.
Brett Michaels. Well, it's no shock they picked out whose song to cover.
No.
No doubt about that.
No surprise at all.
Okay. Thank you, Brett Michaels.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You heard it, folks. He committed July 12th. He'll be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give away the backstage passes then. Now, do we have time to finish?
No.
Forgive me? Yes, we do.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I mean not in this break.
Oh, I got a break first.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the game is... Forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
call up and...
We're still looking for our big winner.
Yeah, if someone will forgive you for some awful thing that you've done, something that they know that you've done, then you'll win the stuff. So call us on the phone numbers and thank you to Brett Michaels, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
Your source for bad horse.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, send us an email. Our computer will read it back to you.
Right.
Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. The service supplied to the Don and Mike Show by Verizon, a unified communication. Are you unified? To find out more, call 1-877-572-UNIFY or go to www.verizon-uc.com. Yo-ho.
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 I think we have more of those emails to get to on today's show. Now we're going to see if we can get a winner with... Forgive me.
Forgive me.
which is a game kind of like other games we play.
Yeah, but this one is more upfront.
It's different, though. Let's go to Kathy from Philly, WYSB. Hi, Kathy. Who do you have to forgive, Kathy, or who do you want to forgive you?
Actually, I wanted to ask for forgiveness from my roommate.
Okay.
He hasn't spoken to me since it happened, which was like Saturday night. He has not spoken to me since.
Oh, a fresh one. That's good.
What's that?
That's a nice fresh one.
Fresh. He had his girlfriend over on Saturday night, and we were drinking and partying and stuff, and I was like dancing with his girlfriend, and we kind of ended up going at it on the floor, me and his girlfriend.
Like making out?
Yeah, pretty heavy. And
was there any petting?
Yeah, and I... kind of like took her shirt off and stuff, and I thought he would have liked it, but he was just sitting there watching, and then he got real pissed off and
was there any
out and left.
Was there any touching of the nether regions?
No, I didn't really go below the waist. I didn't really get a chance because when I saw him get up and storm out, I was like, whoa.
So you mean this guy's pissed that you...
Yeah, I guess it was... I thought he would have liked it, but it's one of those things where, you know, it's your girlfriend, you don't like it.
Did you taste the bitties?
Did I what?
Did you taste her tiggled bitties?
Yeah, a little bit.
With her shirt off? With her shirt off?
Shirt off or shirt on?
With her shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Beautiful.
Robbie,
beautiful.
No, the guy's name is Andy.
But she's Kathy.
She's Kathy. And the guy's name is Andy.
Huh. Very, very good.
What kind of fag would be mad at that?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's the deal. Now I'm sure he's happy.
Your girlfriend... starts getting on another girl in front of you?
Right. Why are we calling and asking this guy if he forgives her?
Because she said he's pissed.
Well, she should get the prize just for doing it.
Yeah. Well, let's see
but
what
I mean,
he
you
says.
Know, who cares if he forgives her? We forgive her.
Pump. Yeah.
Right?
Faggot. Andy the faggot. Gay Andy. Voicemail.
Oh, he's lucky. He's
right,
lucky.
Just give me the phone and get his voicemail. Hey, faggots. How you doing, faggots? Dumb faggot. Yeah. Kathy's faggots. Hey, Kathy, I just got his... Kathy, I can't get him. I just got his voicemail. I'm just talking into the phone right now.
He's not going to forgive you anymore after what Don just did.
You have to ask for him. You have to ask for him. It's not his phone. You have to ask for him.
Rob, did you get a voicemail?
I got no live voice.
No live voice. Voicemail.
Faggots. I just keep leaving that message on his phone.
Don't do that.
Faggots.
You better explain everything to him.
Faggots.
Don't leave any voicemail.
We did.
Oh, it's too bad. I already did.
It's really too late for that now.
I already did.
But it wasn't on the air or anything like that.
And we didn't mark it urgent.
Right. You know what? I'll give you a DVD player, though, okay?
Oh, great.
Just because you went for it?
Yeah, that's you seem
awesome.
Like a really nice person, and anytime you want to come down here and do one of those shows for us is fine.
Oh, okay, so I'm getting a DVD player.
Yes, you get a DVD player courtesy of...
Something good came out of this. I have to give it to him for him to forgive me.
There you go.
No, no, keep it for yourself.
Yeah, wait, he checks that email.
DVD.
I mean, that's that voicemail.
Faggot. DVD player from Original Sin. Get your copy of the movie at Best Buy. Thank you. Hold on there, Kathy.
Okay, thanks.
Now, we still have more stuff to give away if we can actually find someone.
Very good.
To forgive someone. Let's go to Peggy.
I'm going to have to forgive you.
Peggy in Springfield, Virginia. Peggy.
Hello.
Hi. Forgive me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's the story, Peggy?
All right. My father died 3 years ago. I'm the only child, and I sued my mother for his estate. And she has not spoken to me since. She lives in South Carolina, and she has moved and won't let me know where she lives, and she refuses to let any of her family talk to me, like the grandparents or anything. So,
wow.
So
yeah.
That's a
heavy-duty one.
This is a really good one.
Wow.
It was a large estate. He was dying, and they were divorced, and she found out about his condition. They both lived in South Carolina, and she moved in with him, taking care of him. And when they got divorced, he left me everything since I was the only child. And it was a large estate. But then on the drugs and the medication, she took him to the attorneys and had it changed, leaving her everything.
You know what? We're getting into the middle. This is I hate to say this because I don't know all the facts, but this is your side of the story. And it's really, you're not really asking forgiveness as much as like giving your point of view in a battle over an estate.
Well,
did you get
which
the money?
Which puts us right into the middle of a lawsuit ourselves.
Not unless she got the money.
It's, you know, it was 3 years ago. It's all done and over, but all the money basically was gone because of the attorney fees, because it drew on for so long.
Hold on a second. I want to ask this question. I know you're in your zeal to get... You're not asking for her forgiveness, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the only child. I have no brothers or sisters. I'm not allowed to contact my grandparents.
But do you understand why I'm confused? You were just dissing... The stepmom.
Well, I was just telling you how horrible it got, and no, she's my real mom.
Oh, all right, you
the real mom.
But you were kind of just dissing her there.
Well, yes, but I mean, I was just trying to.
You understand it makes no sense.
Well, I know. I was just trying to get across how horrible it was, but since she's my only family.
Yes, I'm sorry. No, that's not true.
I like this one.
I know you like it, but like, clear your mind for a second. Listen,
I'm clearing my mind.
She's not calling to ask forgiveness. She's calling to F with her mother.
No, no, no.
Absolutely.
Well, no, wait, hold on. Let me.
Why would you tell the story like
Mike,
you told
me
it.
If I got the story right.
Okay.
That the dad dies.
My dad died.
Yeah. There's a battle.
Oh, I'm going over this with Mike.
There's a battle over the estate.
There's a legal battle over dad's money.
She calls us.
She gets dad's money.
She said she wants forgiveness from her mother. But in the first part of the phone call, she basically says her mother moved back in after they divorced when she found out he was sick because she wanted the estate.
But now
did I hear that correctly, Peggy?
Yeah, I was telling you what had happened.
But now she's asking forgiveness from the mom because she got all the money from when dad died.
No, actually, my mother got all the money.
Well, then what do you want to be forgiven for?
Right.
Because she won't talk to me.
Because you challenged it?
Yes.
It makes no sense.
We'll just call her and see.
Because all right. She says I put her through hell for 3 years.
Hold on, let's just see if your mother will forgive you. Hold on, please.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm kind of at a loss. I don't understand.
Here's the deal. When she called in, I mean, Peggy, it just seems to me she's still got the... She wants forgiveness, but she's still got this agenda about her mom. That's really...
Well, she wanted dad's money, right?
Right. You better tell her the whole deal, Rob, or a little bit of it.
Okay.
Just tell her we're going on the air. We have her daughter on, you know. And that,
yeah, tell her we have her daughter. Will she come on the air with us?
Do you forgive her? I mean, we don't even have to give her the setup. We just say,
right.
do you forgive your daughter?
Yes.
And she'll say yes or no.
And didn't she mention that she won't let anybody know where she's living? How does the daughter have the phone number?
I don't know.
Just these little questions.
Yes.
Well, I know, for instance, that my brother...
Voicemail.
What?
Voicemail.
Voicemail.
Tell him you're the husband.
No, stop it.
Faggot.
It's just the wrong number.
I did just one.
I still... I'm very confused
just
by this woman.
Okay.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's still there. Peggy, all we got was voicemail.
Okay.
Peggy, if she's not telling anybody where she lives and she won't tell you where she lives, how do you have the phone number?
The phone number's the same as the old house, but she's since bought a new house and she won't let anybody know where that is.
All right. Well, thank you, though, Peggy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sometimes you get to keep the number if you move to a different house.
Thank you. Okay. Rob, we got 1 minute. I'm going to try one more.
Try David.
David? Oh, David from Newark. Okay, David. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
David, who do you want to forgive you?
My mom.
Why?
I cut up her engagement ring that my dad worked 2 months for to give to her and ask her to marry her.
Why did you cut it up?
Well, there was a girl in school that told me if I give her some gold, she'll have her father melt it down and make me a personalized medallion for one of my necklaces.
How long ago did you do this?
This was when I was in high school. I was probably about 16 years old.
Solid. Hold on a second, please. Hold on. What's your mom's first name?
Mitzi.
Okay.
Yeah, dumb high school thing. That's good and solid. See,
that's believable.
Nothing confusing about that one.
That's believable.
Not like that whole Peggy saga.
Stole mom's ring.
Right.
Had some kid melt it down and turn it into a medallion for me.
For him. For his necklace.
A small medallion.
One of his necklaces. Yeah, well, you know, you're in high school. It's gold.
So we'll ask Mitzi if she forgives David.
Her son.
Mitzi.
Gainer.
Sure. King of the Mitzis. While we're waiting, we got to head over to the News Cubicle with Buzz.
Where's the time gone?
You know, this edition of Forgive Me may have to be continued on tomorrow's episode.
It's all right. It seems to be gaining momentum as we speak.
And, you know, we've still not gotten to any more of those emails.
Hi, it's Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show. Congratulations, you've won a contest. I was wondering if you could take a moment to come on the Don and Mike Show for a moment.
Tell her about David.
Don and Mike is a radio show. We have David. Your son David is on the line with us.
I really hear you breathing.
Yeah, and I was at that time, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that time I was at, like, mouth agape, looking at Rob, breathing out loud.
Hello, Mitzi? Mitzi.
Mitzi, are you there?
Hey, Mitzi?
Hello?
Hello, Mitzi?
The phones are confused again, aren't they?
I got it turned on.
Don't they turn red when they're on the air? Or
yeah,
green?
Hold on a second.
Shield the light.
Mitzi, baby. Mitzi? It just went dead.
Oh, God.
Call her back, Rob.
I will.
Call her back.
In a world where the radio was strictly forbidden,
nothing's easy.
And found a way to bring good news to his people. Hi. He made it up.
Nothing's easy on this show.
Jesus Christ.
Whether it's Brett Michaels or Mitzi.
Right.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Ed McMahon's lawsuit over toxic mold.
Great. Great.
Okay.
Dial recklessly, Rob.
We're going to.
God almighty. You dial like a 90-year-old man. The fingers crawling across that keypad.
In Rob's defense,
is it a difficult keypad?
These are not the easiest keypads.
Fingers
to dial
the size
in.
Fingers the size of Idaho potatoes.
Mitzi?
Hi, Mitzi. Hi, it's Rob again. We accidentally disconnected you. Hang on 1 second to go on the.
You still have David?
Yeah, I got him. There she is. Okay, hello, Mitzi. Mitzi.
I can't believe it.
What am I doing here?
Perfect.
Mitzi. Hello, Mitzi.
She's gone again.
Huh.
Is David still there?
All these lines are dead.
They're all dead.
Hold on. Hey, Dave? David.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, David.
Let me try Mitzi on the
phone. All right. You know what? I got to do a break first. Hold on, David. Hold on. Call Mitzi up right now.
Right.
What the hell?
We're going to get this done. See if Mitzi forgives David for chopping up her engagement ring to make a faggot gold medallion.
Faggot.
Now I hear the quick busy or something that doesn't sound good.
No, that's
like a phone's off the hook.
I don't know what that one's from.
Things okay otherwise?
Okay.
You got her?
No, she's still on the phone. She doesn't know
if
we've hung up on her yet.
God damn it.
Oh,
Jesus.
Now we have to ask her forgiveness.
All right, Rob, just get her on the phone during the break, okay?
One more chance. I feel good about
okay.
it.
Okay. You want a chance now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, he's going to do it. He feels good.
It's a lock.
Come on, you're the one who's always making the sign to be break for commercial.
But now I've got something to root for.
Now, okay, if she's still on the phone, wouldn't you get a busy sign?
Hi, Mitzi, please forgive us for the technical difficulty. Please hang on to go on
here
the
Here we
air.
Go. Okay. There she is. Hello, Mitzi.
Hello.
Thank God. Yes. All right, we've got Mitzi on the air. Mitzi, we have your son David on with us here.
Mitzi?
We're playing a game.
Mitzi? Let me ask you something. A long time ago, did David do something with a ring of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of chopped up like an engagement ring or something to make a medallion or some crazy thing in high school like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you forgive him for that?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes,
okay. David's just won a prize. Because he better give you some of that prize, too.
Yeah.
David, are you there?
Hold on.
Dave?
Hello?
No, hold on. It's the wrong guy. Hello, Dave?
Gosh, you know what? If I know my radio partner, something's getting smashed pretty soon.
Mike, I told you that's not my bag, man.
You don't do that anymore?
I was never that type.
Oh, that's right. You were never violent. That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Dave?
Yeah, I'm here.
Here's your mom.
David.
Yeah.
David.
Yes.
Talk to your mom.
I know. I love you. I love you, Mom.
I love you too,
Is this
Dave.
The same David?
Yes.
What, David, what did you, like, go brain dead during the break? What's going on?
Nah. Ask my mom what my nickname is.
Well, what's his nickname, Mom?
His
nickname?
What's
he called?
Davy Doo?
Yeah.
Davy Doo?
I've got him.
That's fantastic, David.
Hold on. Can I suggest another nickname?
Yeah, really.
Jackass.
Oh, that's appropriate. It begins with D. Right.
No.
Wrong. Jesus Christ.
Listen, Dave, I'll tell you what Dave wins.
Davy Doo.
Right after this. Break, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. These phones are all left up. Now, I had something else there about forgive me, but I don't know. Hello?
I think it's a real meltdown with the phones today.
Something's going on with the phones. That edition of Forgive Me was not the best edition we've ever had.
The next one will be better. It's fun, though.
Yes, it will. And the guy who melted down his mom's stuff.
Yes.
He wins the Bose radio, courtesy of VoiceStream Wireless.
Wonderful.
The fastest growing nationwide wireless service. No one gives you more minutes to talk whenever you want. VoiceStream, 1-888-STREAMS.
I bet he won't read the manual.
Here's Buzz. You know, we have some good ones. It's too bad that the guy who went number one and his girl in the shower.
Yeah, it's too bad they prearranged the call.
Yeah, that they knew that. And
I don't think he was doing it maliciously, too. I think he was doing it because he just didn't know any better.
And it's also too bad that the faggot, Andy, wasn't at home. The guy who got mad that his girlfriend was sucking the tig old bitties of another girl.
But, a lot of potential for that game. And, he had a little technical stuff getting in the way there.
Well, we'll try it again. And, we had Brett Michael's right in the middle of it.
Yes, we did.
Kind of threw the flow off. Buzz is brought to you today by Verizon Unified Communication.
Ah.
Buzz, are you unified?
I don't know.
To find out more, call 877-572-UNIFY or visit Verizon-UC.com.
Verizon them today. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I thought I was the one with a hangover today.
I had nothing to drink tonight.
Oh, good for you.
Last night.
We'll rectify that tonight.
What did I say? I had nothing to drink tonight.
I wonder if you had anything to drink tonight.
Well, I'm not exactly helping you over here. Just sitting here, all woozy and giggly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm woozy.
Hello. I'm giggly.
Hello.
Still broken.
Yeah. See, I got calls coming in. I just can't take him.
I spoke to Pete about the phones.
Yeah.
He said, are you shining lights on them?
You know what? It's time to replace the phones if that's the case.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. See, none of the phones are broken.
They're broken.
All the phones are busted.
Busted.
Okay, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. TV's Ed McMahon is suing his insurance company for over $20 million. He says he and his wife got sick from toxic mold that spread through his Beverly Hills home after contractors failed to clean up water damage from a broken pipe.
You are correct.
He says the mold also killed the family dog, Muffin. He's suing the contractors and the insurance company that hired them. He says his 8,000-square-foot home is a disaster, a wasteland. He says the water
damage was simply painted over. McMahon and his family have been living lately in a house they're renting for $23,000 a month.
$23,000 a month.
The Philadelphia Fire...
You are correct.
Yes.
And I should tell you that all these calls I've been trying to put through are people saying that I should play, forgive me, with Frida for kissing the Ewok last night.
Yeah, you can get a radio out of it.
Just a joke.
The Philadelphia Fire Department's taking a lot of heat over its paramedic service. There have been 2 deaths in 3 weeks because the medics didn't get patients to hospitals in a timely manner.
Couldn't make it on time.
In the most recent incident, they walked away from a 64-year-old cancer patient. It was the morgue workers who found she still had a pulse. In one case, a child with a high fever was lost, perhaps because of the time his parents spent dealing with paramedics who said the ambulance ride would cost them $200.
Oh. Stay cool. Stay cool.
Paramedics have been suspended and the investigation is on. Last month, the FAA sent out a newsletter in which an editorial called for the September 11 terrorists to be brought to justice. The government letter was sent to pilots all over the country, including at least one who's dead, namely... the hijacker who crashed the plane in Pennsylvania. They sent one to him. The FAA says it doesn't know why Ziad Samir Jara's name had not been removed from the mailing list. Dumbasses.
Ironic, don't you think?
Ain't it? New York Senator Hillary Clinton's asking the FBI to look into a rash of bioterrorism attacks on dairy farms.
I like to look at the new lady.
Sorry, that's the wrong cut. I'm sorry.
No one's been hurt by drinking the contaminated milk, but 50,000 gallons of the stuff had to be destroyed.
Eat my bone.
If you got a problem with that, with those cows and dairy milk, do what Don and I have done for years.
What's that?
We don't drink dairy milk.
There you go.
We drink breast milk.
Breast milk.
Quoting Hillary, tampering with our food supply is an insidious and dangerous form of terrorism, and those responsible need to be held accountable.
Just call Bill. Tell Bill to go milk Monica.
Animal rights groups say it wasn't...
Nice big cow teats on her.
Wasn't their doing. The FBI says there have been 15 cases upstate in which either cows or milk tanks have been contaminated.
Ew.
An airline passenger from China, who apparently gets cold feet, set off a huge security scare at San Francisco Airport yesterday.
Cold feet.
Passenger set off alarms with a special pair of shoes that contained a battery and some wires. Turns out they were heated shoes.
Yeah, oh, my God.
They might please the shoes.
The wires were heating elements.
They're keeping my toes.
There were no flight delays, but part of the terminal had to be cordoned.
Warm tojo.
Who's harder on your budget, you or the IRS?
Tojo.
A new report says Americans are cheating themselves out of maybe $1 billion in overpaid income taxes. The feds say it's because a lot of us don't claim itemized deductions like mortgage interest, charitable contributions, and the taxes we pay our state and local governments. Some legal gymnastics will keep gold medalist Olga Corbett out of jail.
Oh, pretty.
Thank goodness.
She was arrested for shoplifting $19 worth of groceries in Atlanta 2 months ago.
Oh, let the little pretty pixie go.
But she and I have the exact same facial hair, incidentally.
Wow.
The exact same, you know, the mustache and just what do you call this thing?
The goatee.
The goatee. The goatee.
If you don't mind my saying so, it looks better on you.
But she's got beautiful eyes.
Instead of jail, she'll pay for the
cheese. So you've been lying to me all these years?
I'm lying eyes.
Okay. Instead of jail, she'll pay for the cheese, the figs, the tea, the chocolate, and the seasonings, along with a fine of $333.
Why did she steal cheese when she just could make her own?
She also attended a course on values. The prosecutor went along with this because she's a first-time offender.
Blow it out your Corbett.
A man who broke into his neighbor's house... and crawled into her bed and then blamed it on a brain tumor has been sentenced to 2 years in jail.
59. I have a brain tumor.
Wait, I thought I was the one with a brain tumor. Not that I was
no. 59-year-old Stephen Smith had one, too. He was convicted in January of burglary, stalking, and attempted sexual abuse.
I have a brain tumor. I can't stop these erections.
In the trial, he testified that the radio told him to go to the neighbor's home. Smith allegedly broke in after the woman's husband had left for work.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. 2:37, more music time. Hey, you with a brain tumor, get an erection and go next door.
He reportedly went into her bedroom, undressed, crawled into bed with the 29-year-old woman and told her, I want you.
This is Z100. Get a boner right now. Go next door right now.
Oh, man. Damn tumor.
Realizing the man wasn't her husband, the woman jumped out of bed and screamed before Smith could touch her. The judge rejected Smith's claim of a mental defect. At sentencing, Smith continued to blame the tumor, which was removed after his arrest.
It's not a tumor.
Quoting him, I'm sorry I had cancer, I'm sorry I had delusions, and I'm sorry I was really bad.
Oh, come on.
F you.
Really?
You F ball.
Put him in jail.
Hold on, please, Buzz.
All right.
Got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
Hi, ladies. Show some pink to Don
it?
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How about it?
That's a mix.
Our thanks today to Brett Michaels from Poison.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many people think I'm gay because I like Poison. We were listening to some of the, you're going to hear a lot of that tomorrow at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Oh, really?
About what a fag I am for liking Poison.
Well, I like on Skinny Bop. That's, we were, good, sure. That's a good song.
We were just listening to some of the emails that come over the computer, and it's funny to hear Don, you faggot. 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 Somebody else wrote in, how come we didn't ask Brett Michaels about the millions of girls he slept with?
Yes.
And we went back and researched. Do you know we've had Brett Michaels on the show 3 times?
Really? That was the 3rd time?
No. Today is the 4th.
Wow.
We've had him on 3 times before.
Old friend.
We've asked him about having sex with Pam Anderson.
Right.
We've asked him about all the women he's had sex with before.
Right.
We asked him about the videotape that he made with Pam Anderson,
right,
before the one
with Tommy Lee
that was made with Tommy Lee.
I thought it was only twice.
No, today was the 4th time we've had the guy on the show.
Well, let's ask him again. That's scary.
We got to pay better attention.
That's for sure.
I guess we got a bunch of listeners calling.
Oh, let's get some more rockers on. A little variety pack.
Anyway, he's coming into the studio July 12th.
Yeah.
So thanks, Brett Michaels. And okay, I'm a faggot.
Look forward to his 5th appearance on the show.
I'm a faggot because I like Poison. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this. If my wife ever took off her top, mm-hmm, and like the neighbor started kissing her tig old bitties,
right,
I wouldn't be a faggot like Andy in Philadelphia. Thank you. Okay, now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
When you play with sharks, you're likely to be bitten. A shark expert was hospitalized yesterday after losing a piece of his leg to a bull shark. It happened during the filming of a segment for the Discovery Channel's Shark Week 2003.
Well, I hope they put that in the Shark Week.
Fantastic.
Oh, a network spokesman says...
They won't.
A network spokesman says he doesn't know whether the attack was captured on tape. That's TV talk for you'll just have to tune in and see.
If they got any brains, they'll run it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
The injury was not life-threatening despite the emergency surgery. The host of the segment and shark expert Eric Ritter was wading in murky, waist-deep water at the time. The expert says he thinks the shark mistook him for a fish.
Hey, you know one guy who really didn't parlay his 5 minutes of fame into anything was Steve Irwin.
Yeah. Steve Irwin seems to be a distant memory.
Yeah, he's gone.
Crikey. Unsafe sex is less unsafe with a guy who's circumcised. A new study in today's New England Journal of Medicine says a woman...
Did you have a question, Mike? Or
no, I'm just probably putting my hand up in the air.
Volunteering?
A woman...
You're uncircumcised?
No, it's safer with a guy who is circumcised.
That's right, and I think we all are. We've discussed that before, right?
Yeah. You're goddamn right.
A new study in the Journal of Medicine says a woman is less likely to get genital warts or cervical cancer if her partner is circumcised.
Right, mushroom.
Study says men with their entire foreskins are 3 times more likely to carry the virus that causes genital warts and the cancer.
Fire hose.
One of David Letterman's sisters has apparently helped him pull one over on Jay Leno.
He has a sister?
Yeah, he has
that's
two.
That's funny right
two.
There.
Gretchen and Janice.
I bet they're pretty.
Gretchen Letterman works at the St. Petersburg Times newspaper. She's also the boss of an 8th grade boy.
Gretchen Letterman.
8th grade boy writes movie reviews for that paper. The 14-year-old has become wildly popular in Florida and now does reviews on the local CBS TV station. Leno's people tried to snag the boy to do regular movie reviews on his show, Gretchen got wind of this and called her brother. The boy will now appear regularly on the Letterman show.
Hey, good old familia.
You know what they should have done? They should have put the kid on Leno and have him say, hey, my uncle is Dave Letterman.
Yeah, absolutely. And then say, blow it out your,
blow it out your ass, Jay.
In sports, Tiger Woods trying
to... How you doing, Iron Jay?
Hey, no big whoop.
Tiger Woods trying to become just the 3rd golfer to win back-to-back Masters, buried 3 straight holes for an early share of the lead as the PGA tournament opened today. Woods was 3 under par through just 5 holes on the course. And finally, Sam Snead started his 62nd Masters today by hitting a ceremonial first tee shot that hit a spectator.
Oh, no.
The AM scene hit a ball that went 2 inches.
You've seen that opening of the Masters, right?
The 89-year-old Snead is still recovering from a recent mini stroke. His errant ball flew.
A mini stroke.
His errant ball flew into
you, white trash.
Speaking of mini strokes, into the gallery and
put some ice on it, bitch.
Hit a spectator's eyeglasses.
Oh dear.
Fan was treated for an abrasion on his nose. Quoting Snead, I got it off the ground. He's hit the opening tee shot every year since 84. Snead was unable to tee the ball himself today. And quoting his son, he's not really capable of doing interviews.
In other words, he's crippled.
Yeah, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
John, did we miss it today? Toodaloo asked. We missed it? We were cut off today?
I forget the 1 o'clock.
I'm racing for the finish.
Cut off on WNEW.
It must be worse.
At 2:49, they just cut us right off.
Are you done? But being cut off, we're less likely to spread warts.
Yes, I'm through. Very good.
At least you weren't hit by a golf ball.
Okay, let's see. We think we have the phones figured out, incidentally.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
I am not caller 100, but I do have some game show parodies for you.
All right, go ahead.
Let's get it again.
Assword.
That's a good one. I hope they don't. They better get better.
Wheel of Abortion.
Okay, I like that one.
Almost Anything Blows.
What is that a parody of?
Almost Anything Goes?
Yeah. Never heard of it,
no. Oh. The Weakest Pink?
No. The Weakest Pink, no.
All right, I stick with Assword.
Assword. That's a winner. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just want to say hello and goodbye.
Hello, and goodbye, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, I'm Cola 100.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
You're not?
No.
No, not at the end of the show, we're not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
All right, can I take a guess?
Can you take a guess at what, at the burp?
Yeah.
No.
No.
We're not doing that right now.
Wait till tomorrow.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Right. Take care.
And Homo Joe, they better be making a quilt for you, man. That's all I can say, because you were supposed to be on the show today.
Yeah. You're supposed to be up here today.
All right. Often. He wasn't here. I don't know. That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. Sorry we're out of time. Streamline. Your enjoyment.
Toodaloo.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr.
Hold on.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having an audience of you.
Streamline.
And let me leave you swinging.
Okay, now here we go.
Toodaloo.
Pass.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.